What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Smoochie.
This is Ray.
And everybody's low energy today.
Not me.
And I'm not drinking.
Speak for yourself, him and him. But Smoochie's got all the energy in the world.
Good.
I'm hyped up.
Somebody's going to hold it, carry this thing for us.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, good night.
How are you not hyped up, everyone? I am so excited. This is the week. This is the podcast before the official DLG Con live podcast.
I'm excited for next week's podcast.
Yeah.
More than just about anything. Giving away the computer, that's going to be cool too, but doing the live podcast, that's going to be awesome. What else are we going to do at the house? We're going to play a lot of board games, Quiplash. We're going to play some Smash Brothers, some Mario Kart.
Everyone's signing NDAs.
bunch of unattractive nerds getting naked and getting in the pool.
Oh, that's going to be gross and awesome at the same time.
Again, speak for yourself. Bobby and I over here.
I'll go last.
We'll be posing for the selfies by the pool.
We got a camera issue. I'm going to go handle that. You guys keep talking.
Yeah.
You got this.
Here's the thing. With the Wrath of the DLG Con, or the Twitch Con house, is officially happening this weekend from Friday the 27th through Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Days has been putting in a lot of work, and everyone really has kind of like pitched in and making sure we have a really good itinerary for everyone and everybody's different taste and what they want out of that weekend to make a really fun event for all of us. So for Friday, that's when everyone's really flying in. That's when we're going to be celebrating Sniper's birthday, guys. The big 2-6. And we're going to make sure we
have... Is that a thing? The big 2-6?
I don't know.
It is on Friday.
It is in Canada.
And it's also going to be this Canadian's first time coming to America. So it's going to be a wonderful Friday, a wonderful jump start to the weekend. And then on Saturday, we're going to be doing the WASD presentation, correct?
The ASD mm-hmm. Foundation.
So we'll be doing that, and that's all going to be...
Mobius gets so mad when we say WASD. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, WASD.
Foundation.
Sorry. Foundation.
You got to say it in the whole way.
It's got to happen, though.
What's got to happen?
People calling it WASD.
Oh, yeah, it's got to happen. Because, like, when we made the foundation, half the people thought it was WASD in their head.
Yeah.
The other people thought it was WASD, so.
Okay, so.
I don't know.
You know.
It's an acronym. It's got dots in it, so I think it's WASD. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I'm
the official word here, and I'm saying it's WASD.
Okay, so WASD Foundation, now that I know the proper enunciation of the foundation, I won't make the same mistake. Anyways, that's happening Saturday, and also we're having a taquero on Saturday as well. And then on Sunday, we're going to be doing a group brunch and a live podcast with live listeners, listener questions. It's going to be a full-fledged weekend, and I can't wait.
What time are we doing the podcast? Days.
After
I don't know,
brunch.
Whenever everybody wakes up.
We're going to do it at 5 in the afternoon.
like noon or 1, I guess. Yeah, and then the listener questions are going to be live for the first time, so hopefully we'll have a mic that we can hand out.
Yeah.
And then so
how are we going to we should just have a line like they do.
Yeah, we'll have a line and then one of us will give our mics up, I guess.
We'll set up another mic.
All right. I don't know.
Things you guys are handling all the tech stuff. I'm just handling
that's,
the
That's the
whole
part I was thinking. Like, we need to go set up and see everything early on Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into more of the show. Did we do the Patreon?
No. That was at the top of the list. There, we got a new Patreon.
Yeah. Thanks, James. Shout out to him.
fucking James.
Our Patreon's really quick. Our $5, you get a shout out and a green name on our Discord. $10, you get a t-shirt and all the other stuff. And at $50, you get like a signed t-shirt or something that nobody ever wants. So we have to figure out something better for that.
A signed
beanie. So those are
our three
tiers.
No.
Oh, and the t-shirt, obviously, and everything below that.
We've got more t-shirt codes, by the way.
We did. I set that guy up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, cool. Yeah, and then we talked about our, I'm going to link the video to the WASD build on YouTube. Did you guys already mention that while I was fixing the camera?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to be linking that video. That video is finally up. It is on the WASD Foundation channel, though, not ours. So we'll link that in the show notes if you want to check that out. Came together really well. A little disappointed my Soylent take didn't get in there, my Soylent plug, but it's all right. My sponsors aren't going to be happy.
And you can see that you could just see the build quality on Fractal Design stuff right there if you wanted to see it in action, mm-hmm. as it were.
How long is this video?
Long.
It's about nine minutes. Yeah. A little under 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But in reality, it took 5 fucking hours.
Emilio couldn't. Now you know the process, right.
It was funny.
9 minutes isn't that long.
We need a blooper reel on that, too.
That was just...
I don't want to put more on your plate, but...
I was thinking about it, and I was like, I'll add it to the end. And then when I was like working out the last part, I just thought the way it ended was just funny enough.
No, I think the video was... perfect the way it was. I think we need a separate video on our channel, just 2 minutes of Emilio ironing.
I wanted to do that too. I wanted to add that somewhere, but I just cut it. I don't know. I'm just tired.
Somehow the darkest man in the room was fucking ironing.
And the other dark man was videotaping you.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, let's talk about some video games here on the radar. So games that have come to our attention recently. First one that I would like to bring up is a game called After Party. Usually my middle click works here, but it's not doing it. There we go. So After Party, this is a game made by the same people who made Oxenfree. Okay. I know Chad and I didn't see eye to eye on that game, but I enjoyed Oxenfree. And this looks very much in the style of Oxenfree. It's kind of it's kind of a point-and-click adventure, but not really. Maybe a little more of a walking simulator, but 2.5D. So the idea with After Party is you play as two characters recently deceased, and they are, let's see, staring down an eternity in hell, but there's a loophole. Outdrink Satan, and he'll grant you re-entry to Earth. So basically, you're trying to outdrink Satan by going to all these bars in hell and earn your way back to Earth. And it's got some really interesting gameplay mechanics in it, if you read through here.
If that's true, I'm immortal, dude. I'll drink that motherfucker every time.
So it says it has an intelligent conversation system that changes the story in your relationships based on every decision. So, and also I read that depending on how drunk you are, that opens up different conversation options too.
Mm. Absolutely.
And depending on what you drink as well. So a lot of different things to play with there. I mean, just based off of Oxenfree alone, I'm interested in this game.
It looks sweet.
I would love to play this. Just because I wanted to play Oxenfree. I was intrigued by Oxenfree, but never really got around to it.
It's free on everything.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah,
but then this is more along my lines in terms of plot line. Like before, Oxenfree just kind of sounded and felt like teen angst meets a video game. Whereas this one's more along like, okay, I could see myself, you know, cracking open a couple beers or, you know, drinking my wine or drinking my vodka. Who knows? You know,
seems
playing
a little less
this
serious
game.
Than Oxenfree.
Yeah, for sure.
So this seems really like quirky in a great way. It's a unique, it's a really unique plot. And who wouldn't want to like get drunk as you're getting drunk in a video game, right?
So no release date as of yet, and no price either.
Gosh, I wonder if drinking alongside this game enhances the game.
What
doesn't get enhanced, right? Driving doesn't get enhanced.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, next up is, this was a request from one of our listeners, Half-Life. He was asking if anybody had played or was interested in a game called Shenzhen IO. So this is one of those games, I don't know if you played any of these, but one of the ones that tried to gamify coding in a way.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned them twice before. I think it was you or was it Chad?
It was probably Chad because I've seen many of these and I never played any. This one almost looks more like circuitry.
Yeah, like a exactly a circuit board.
Yeah, and that it's got very good reviews. It's a puzzle game.
Holy shit! Sold.
He's being very sarcastic. This is not.
What are you talking about? It looks fucking amazing.
Really?
No, fuck no.
Yeah.
Unless the circuits shoot each other, then I'm down.
None of these chips can 360 no-scope.
I think that's pretty amazing. I think playing a game like this when I was actually in computer science classes and or programming classes, it would have piqued my interest a lot more.
This is really
maybe
neat.
Even had me kept in that.
Like, aside from the sarcasm, this is really cool. They've been doing that a lot right now with like a lot of toys for kids. Like, you code something on an iPad and you make a robot work, or you make a drone thing fly or shoot missiles, like, or program little mini games or like video games. It's really cool.
I think that's amazing because, if anything, it's really just building up on what that pattern is, what, you know, not just intellectually. Yeah, you may have the intellect to do coding, but the actual action and working through it. Like, I was amazing at math, and you know, when I was getting into coding, it was just like a different form of using that knowledge, and it wasn't fun. So if they can actually translate it into fun, I would be impressed.
For sure. So, look, you're making real things. You're making, like, there's a chess game, there's a solitaire game. So within the game, you're making things. Obviously, they're already pre-routed games, but you can play it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You did something wrong. So if you're really technically minded, or you wanted to gamify coding, this looks kind of cool.
Or just to see if this is even up your alley in regards to something you want to do for copious amounts of time as a career.
If you don't want to blow off steam playing games and you want to make steam, like, piss yourself off, this is the game for you. I'd be so frustrated.
Overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
It's got good reviews. It's $15 right now. Looks like it's been on sale for $5 at some point and been part of bundles, so I'd imagine there'd be sales on it. But yeah, Shenzhen.io. And I think a difficult part of coding for a lot of people is visualizing it.
Yeah.
Because you're just looking at so much text and it's all kind of like theoretical and in your head. So I like games like this. And even I've seen kids playing this in a classroom environment. I think it's at code.org. I'm not sure. But it's a way of coding where you're just connecting things, like different commands, and you lock them into place. And it's almost like Tetris, how they fit into place. And it's a really good way to teach kids coding because, like I said, it's so hard to visualize that in your head at first.
And Bobby, it was me that we didn't see eye to eye on Oxenfree.
Well, you didn't like it either, but you didn't even finish the game.
No, I finished it.
And you had some weird complaints. You didn't like how people got interrupted when they were talking. That was like your chief complaint. That they didn't finish dialogue lines.
I think Chad didn't finish it.
I mean, it's a short game. Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of people love it.
Yeah, no, Chad was a little more like staunchly opposed to it.
Is it a horror game?
It's kind of a horror game. It's kind of a thriller.
Quasi.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a Twin's Peak.
It's not like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Definitely like a Twin's Peak thing. All right, next
Twin's
up.
Peaky. We're sticking with that, Bob.
Twin's Peaky. All right, possible episode title. That should be a new tag on Steam, Twin's Peaky.
And that should be like like the name of somebody's tits.
There you go.
Okay.
Twin's Peaks.
I never really realized that now that I think about it. Twin Peaks. I never really... Like, did you ever think, like, oh, that could be a boob joke?
No.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think that's what it was. Was there a girl? I never saw it. Was there, like, a...
Yeah, there's lots of girls in it.
I know, a big boob girl or something. No?
Not particularly.
Twin Peaks, if it was about boobs, it would be about the fucking reactor that we have here down here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody makes the joke. Once you drive north out of San Diego County...
I mean, they have nipples. It's pretty...
Yeah, it's just, like, our nuclear fucking... thing is two large breasts coming out of the ground.
Well, it's closed now.
Is it?
Yeah,
San Onofre.
San Onofre is closed.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's closed. They say that if you're by the water there, the water's warmer. Well, yeah, when it was like...
Sure.
No, I swear to God, the water's warmer because of the reactor.
And the eyes have three fish.
And the eyes have three fish. And but they are there are a lot of abnormalities with the fish and the sea life there.
Ooh, I can see that.
Werconius, he's calling me out in chat right now. I actually watched Twin Peaks, the full season.
Well, yeah, you just take a shower and you just look down.
No.
The wah-wah.
Are you talking about the new season?
Or mine. What's up?
The newest one? Not the
seasons,
remake.
And there was
the
a movie with David Bowie. And then there
yeah,
was
the original.
Yeah.
David Bowie?
That was before your time, no?
It was. I made an effort to watch it.
Yeah,
I should. It's referenced in so many things. Like,
it's a little rough in the second season.
But there's only two, right?
Yeah, there's two seasons. The first one's pretty short. The second one goes on forever.
Second one gets really like weird and not in a good way, I think.
Yeah, you can kind of tell why they didn't make a third. But the movie was good.
Speaking of shows, did you guys see The Boys?
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic.
Dude, it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh my god, it was so good.
We've got a visual here.
Oh, there we go. The titties. So,
yeah, the titties. Every time you're driving up to LA, you see those.
On the way to Disneyland, you would see the titties.
I saw a comic,
and it's funny. It's a thing. It's like, where you at? Oh, I just passed the titties like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, all
right, dope. I know where you're at.
Yeah, they know exactly where you're at. I saw a thing where like Russia sent a nuke over, and the rest of the tits stood up. It was like Optimus Prime, but it was the tits were stuck on him, and he caught it. He goes, "Not today, Putin."
There's got to be somebody storming the Twin Peaks too.
What? Mm-hmm.
The Naruto runner storming the Twin Peaks.
Oh,
be doing that next.
They can't stop us all. Well, let's talk about that. So
that was funny.
About 150 people showed up.
I thought it was more.
I heard that's what I read.
Oh, but was more.
Two people, I think, got arrested. It was more like just a party. Nobody was raiding anything.
Well, on Thursday, Bud Light, technically. They had a party in downtown Las Vegas. It was pretty cool.
Oh, for them?
Yeah, it was called the Alien Alien Stock. And they had like...
Oh, the Alien Beer.
And they had...
cans.
They had like Alien Beer cans. They had artists perform and everything.
That's cool.
That's freaking awesome, dude. Yeah. They made a huge party out of it.
Yeah, that's good. And nobody died.
Nobody died. You know what's crazy? And I know it's going to sound fucked up, but I was hoping at work I was going to get linked by someone on our Discord or my brother or any friend and just be like, dude, check this video out. Yes. And they'd just be like, destroying people.
Right.
Like Naruto runners. I would have like, oh my God, that's fucked up, but it's cool at the same time.
That's horrible.
I know, right? But it's awesome. I wish that would have happened. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not sorry. Because you kind of like...
Why would you ever wish...
I wanted someone to run over there and get shot.
Murder.
Fuck it. That's what you get for running into a fucking military base. You get fucking known.
And the famous... Well, we're talking about the Naruto.
And then like see one guy running out with an alien. Fucking guys, I got him. Dude, that would have been so sick. Guys flying and shit.
The newscaster was like trying to do a serious piece and this guy does a Naruto run from left to right. It was just like perfect.
Oh, no. So
that was like the most famous part of the whole
name was the Elixir.
Oh, right.
Some shit like that. Fucking.
I don't know if that guy was for real, but maybe. I don't know.
The guy was acting kind of weird.
Think he was an alien?
I think he was swimming in the San Onofre waters or something, man. He seemed a little thick. I don't know.
He was talking all weird. He's probably like autistic or something. It looked like it was.
All right. Well, video games. Total War Saga Troy. I only bring this up because I played a little bit more of that Total War game, Shogun 2.
So you playing last
this
night?
Weekend? Yeah. Got a little further in that with Sniper. We're making some progress, taking over Japan. But you know, as much as I like that game, I keep thinking like, man, this would be so much better if it were this setting or that setting. So Troy. I'm not like that. That wouldn't be my ideal one, but that would definitely be better. Like I like the idea of that. The Trojan War.
Mm-hmm. What if it's just one campaign, that stupid horse thing over and over and over?
No, I doubt it.
But that's the thing too. Like there's so many of these games, you don't know which ones are good.
You get to decorate your horse.
I'd have to let people like play this game and tell me if it was one of the good ones or not.
I think they're on the uptrend. I don't think they fucked up after Total War, after they found success with Warhammer franchise. I think they've been on the uptick, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I've heard the Warhammer ones are kind of easy mode, though, so I don't know.
I saw some, I don't know if I told you, did I talk about this last year, or last week, I watched some competitive.
Competitive Total War?
Yeah, Warhammer.
Wow, that sounds super fun.
It is, dude, because they have, like, you'll see, like, the dragon of the, I mean, the fucking army of the, what do you call it, the undead with zombie hordes and, like, vampire lords and the skeletal dragon versus, like, wood elves. They have their own army and their own units, and the guys go over, like, why these are strong or whatever, and then they go at it, and then you, like, more understand the whole thing. I watched, like, 3 or 4 matches. It's pretty cool.
It seems hard to shoutcast that, like, you know how they get all crazy sometimes on the mic when something nuts happens. It's such a slow game. Yeah.
This is much more cerebral. They're talking hard numbers and stuff, but...
The HOTS casters have to go somewhere, Bobby.
No, they do that for every game. like Dota 2. Those guys lose their minds.
Those guys who lost their job.
They gotta go somewhere.
They
went to Rocket League, but one of them did. Yep. All right. What else we got here? Star Wars Battlefront 2 has an update coming up.
Huge update. I just watched the video. Go ahead and click on it, Bobby, if you got it. I just realized I'm stuck. Yeah, oh, well. just going to deal with it. Yeah, so it's getting a new planet. It is getting, which is, I think this is the planet on the Clone Wars one where they were like taking the Wookiees down. Do you remember that, Bobby? Do you remember? It looked like just like this. Not that one. But anyway, it's like a swampy, marshy area with colorful plants. Looks pretty cool. But I think the big selling point on this update is 4-player co-op coming into the game. And you play through every map available. And everyone has a story. So
Yeah,
it's kind of like a... it sounds like a long-term co-op experience. I imagine these things take a little while. Maybe you do this in two sittings or something like that, because to play even, you know, 20 minutes in each one, that would take quite a long time. And it looked really, really cool. You could do it single player as well if you want to practice, and you could fuck with the bot difficulties and all this stuff. And then, yeah, but the 4-player co-op is the one thing that's making me think of installing this again. And just looking at the graphics again, number one thing I've ever seen on my computer. This is the best graphics I've seen ever.
Yeah, I haven't seen Mortal Kombat, sorry. Modern Warfare.
Okay.
Yeah, the co-op does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. Bobby, you don't currently have a Premiere. You don't need Premiere, but you don't have either one, right?
No,
Felucia.
I don't.
Felucia,
yeah.
Felucia.
Which was in the Iraqi war, too, I think. There's a Felucia. Anyway, it's very close to that.
Very cool looking planet. The Iraqi war?
No, there's a fucking city. It was a big fucking war or battle.
All right. Clone drone in the danger zone.
I clicked on this while drinking the other night. I don't remember what it is, but the reviews were really high. I think it was in the 90 percentile. Bobby, can you get into the information? I got to remember what this is. Can you read the description?
Description is, Clone Drone in the Danger Zone is a third-person sword fighter where any part of your body can be sliced off. With your mind downloaded into a robot gladiator, you must survive the sinister trials of the arena.
Yeah, and I think it was sitting at not a ton. They've sold like 3,000 copies, but it's over 90%. Just looks fun. It's got single-player, multiplayer, co-op, multiplayer, co-op, some other thing. Anyway, I don't know why I put it on the list.
$20.
Graphics are very blocky.
Yeah.
Very.
Yep. Looks like something like for a game night, though. Possibly.
Looks kind of cool. It'd be cool if you, like, it looks like you can build your drone.
Yeah, yeah.
Reminds me of a game we played. Started with an M. Can't remember what it
was. That's the one that I was trying to remind you of last time, Bobby.
Which one?
Really? Dude, I had a screenshot of it on my Steam profile, and I can't. I deleted it a long time ago, but we gave away free copies on the podcast like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking with the devs.
It was like minus or minute or...
M something. M dot or something.
Yeah, something M plus. Like that.
Anyway, what it was two giant robots were fighting, and then everybody... it's basically like a MOBA, but you're the minions. And so you're playing against the other team, trying to advance your hero forward. And the better your team did, the better your hero did when they came together. And then you can attack.
It was kind of like a MOBA in a way. Yeah. It was back during the MOBA craze of like 2013, 2014.
Mm-hmm. And then Bobby figured out how to backstab people, and it was all over.
Oh, yeah. You just go the sword guy, and
he was just wrecking
the kills.
But anyway, it doesn't matter any of this information because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Warsaw looks fucking sweet. Looks like a turn-based RPG where you're, I don't know, it's the Warsaw, so World War II, right? Turn-based tactical RPG taking place in the war-torn city, spotting beautiful hand-painted graphics, led a small, dedicated outfit of civilian soldiers and unique skills to fight and take back the city.
It almost looks like Darkest Dungeon.
Yep, that's what I said. The first thing that I saw said... when I saw it was Darkest Dungeon. Oh, a little bit lighter, not quite as dark, but it's hard to get darker than Darkest Dungeon, as the name implies.
Yeah, the animation, just those heavy strokes, looks a lot like it. And the combat as well, very similar to it.
This looks good.
September 4th, so that just came out, and it is...
No, released October 2nd.
October 2nd. All right, price yet.
What else has the studio made in regards to games?
That's a good question.
Remote play on tablet is available. Let's see. Developer is Pixelated Milk.
I like it. Nothing I recognize.
Club Batter. Club Bader. Okay. Regalia. Yeah, not ringing any bells.
Nope.
All high price games, though.
Good point. So this would probably be up there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first one that looks like it might deserve it, though.
Yeah.
You haven't
I'm giving it high
praise.
I'm giving it high praise, but it just looks well, good, very good production value.
Yeah, could be good. I don't know, though. I've been fooled before.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk about some games that we have been playing. I finished Guard Duty. So this game was very short. I talked about it a little bit last week, but I was only through the first act then. I think you're looking at about 5 hours here. I think it took me about 5 hours. This is probably the shortest, simplest point-and-click adventure game I've ever played that is still a point-and-click adventure game. I think a lot of these games, like Oxenfree that we were talking about earlier, they kind of take that point-and-click adventure style, but then they take away all the puzzles. This still has puzzles, but they're very easy to solve. This is like a point-and-click adventure on easy mode. You can't, for instance, take items in your inventory and make them interact with each other. You know how in some point-and-click adventures, I'm talking to you guys like you play these games, but...
No, but I know what you're talking
about. Yeah,
yeah.
You can do that in a lot of games. Yeah, you take two items in your inventory, you can combine them to form something else.
There's a lot of that in Divinity Original Sin 2, and we don't even use it.
Like, yeah, just the crafting. Well, I use it a little bit.
Yeah, I like when you put nails on your shoes and you can walk on ice.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yep. Yeah, there's some very helpful ones.
Ooh, sexual explicit?
So there's nothing... Oh, yeah, that's called the Wrinkle Worm.
Oh, of course it is.
Great name for that. You run into that guy. The story is pretty good. It's very simple, and you can tell this was made by a small group of developers, Sick Chicken Studios, but... For the size of it, like, this is the perfect starter game for someone who's not sure about point-and-click adventure games. Like, I think games like Oxenfree or, you know, The Cave or these games that, or even Telltale games, they're a little more accessible. But if you really want to see what a point-and-click adventure is about, this is probably a good place to start.
So the classic equation of point-and-click adventures, nothing really modern or innovative regarding it, or...
No. This game, I mean, as someone who plays a lot of these games, I didn't get as much out of this as I would like another game, just because it wasn't long enough and it wasn't difficult enough. But, and again, part of that difficulty is like you can't take items in your inventory, have them interact with each other. There's also other things like you just don't collect that many items to begin with. So it's pretty obvious what you're supposed to use on what. But I think it's perfect if, like, people want to kind of step into this. And the price point is fine. I mean, it's $10. What do you expect? I got it on sale for $7. Like, for that price, I'm totally happy with this. It's not a big game, though. Like, not a lot of people are playing this, which is, you know, unfortunate because it's a pretty good game. But it had a really good song at the very beginning of the game, you know, when the menu. And I was trying to find it on YouTube so I could play it as I was talking about it, but I couldn't find it. But I was very impressed with that. I think
you can't play it by ear, Bobby?
I could probably figure it out. It's a simple tune. It's a simple tune and it's layered. So first the piano comes in, starts with it, same melody, then the violin comes in or some string instrument. And then it kind of layers on from there. But yeah, they do have the soundtrack for $4. I don't know, like, if you're into these games, I don't know if I would, like, say, hey, go out and check this one out. But, like, if you're one of those people that it's just, like, I don't like point-and-click adventure games, like, this one is doable for you. And it's tough to do point-and-click adventure games because you get it or you don't, right? Like, the puzzles, like, you don't really... You can't grind out a puzzle, you know? You can't just spend 2 hours and eventually you're going to get the, you know, solve the puzzle. Like, you either get it or you don't. Sometimes you just need to take a break and come back to it. But, yeah, Deponia. Someone's mentioned Deponia in there. Yeah, that's like, that's a tough game. Like, some of those puzzles in there do not make any sense.
You have to look some up, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that one I've played all the Deponia ones and I like them. You know, Cowboy Dodo. You guys know what I'm talking about. But if you play those games, there's kind of a disconnect with some of the puzzles. Like, I solved some of them, like, after looking them up, and I'm like...
Still doesn't
what
make
are,
sense.
Yeah, still, I still don't get it. Like, what chain of thought were you following to make that happen? So, I don't know.
Lazy programming.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I've never played a game like Guard Duty. I've never played a game that is, like, a beginner point-and-click adventure, but just not totally dumbed down to be a walking simulator, you know? So this is kind of like another step or another rung up on the ladder here.
Maybe something for like a teen or something?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe for like people who never played these games back in the 90s and just have no idea what they are, and like, I don't know, man.
Or maybe nobody.
I'm always telling people like
it looks rough, dude.
Oh, the graphics? Rough, the graphics aren't that bad. They're all right. They're very pixelated. Really? You think that's that bad?
Yeah, I can barely tell if that guy's butt crap wasn't right at his butt, I would have no idea
what the graphics deter me alone from wanting to play this game. No. Like, it would be hard for me to even be convinced to play point and click. And the graphics alone would deter me. Please don't.
I don't know.
Let's talk another duty, Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah, the big one.
Now, hasn't there been things called Modern Warfare before?
Yeah.
And why is it not different than this one?
Because this one's just the new Modern Warfare.
It's a reboot.
This is more modern. It's not a reboot.
But there has been things called Modern Warfare before.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3.
Okay, so it's a reboot of the name.
No, it's just people aren't clever with names anymore.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
And
they got like 20 of these games.
Yeah.
Okay.
But didn't they call it a reboot? Like, isn't it? It's not like a remaster or anything.
Yeah. It's not a remaster.
Well, TV shows do it.
But technically, I want to say it
movies
is.
Have been doing it a lot recently.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, because it's not a reboot, but maybe it could be a reboot, because it's just the way the game flows. It's just way different from any other Modern Warfare. It's honestly the best Modern Warfare I've played in the last 10 years.
I've seen nothing but good things about this
one. The only thing... This is a Modern Warfare, hands down, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the graphics, the way it flows is better. Obviously, it still needs a lot of optimizing, because, you know...
Is this a beta?
It's a beta. Okay. And it's cross...
Have you seen some video about it?
And it's cross-play. Yeah.
Fine.
So we were jumping in playing against PlayStation and Xbox players.
Okay. And they plan to keep that continuous as
you can,
the game is released?
You can filter it.
Okay.
You can play only PC, mixed up.
When did the beta end? I tried to play today.
It ended today in the morning.
That's why. Okay.
Can you tell who is controller? Does it have an icon?
What do you mean?
Who's PlayStation? Who's
Xbox? Yeah. Bottom of the scoreboard.
Before you get in, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Obviously, the question is, could they even keep up?
Yes. Some were... It's very rare.
Yeah.
Whenever, both probably like two games where I was the only PC player and I was just top. I was just fucking everyone up.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
But then again, I'm also fucking great. You know what I mean?
You weren't kidding with the graphics.
And, no, dude, they look awesome. But then, you know, there was sometimes I was playing and console players they still got aim, man. They got really good aim.
Yeah,
they're fast.
People have been playing this for 20 years. Like
exactly. There's people that only play console and they're fucking amazing with their scuff controllers or whatever they're using.
Yeah.
But, dude, I don't know what it was. So the only modes they gave you for this beta, because last time it was 2v2, and which is just like, it was just really simple. Round started, and everyone just went against each other. Well, two people. They added the big battle mode, which is pretty much Battlefield.
Oh, right. It has vehicles.
It has vehicles, too.
Yeah,
it has vehicles. And
I imagine.
And it's pretty much just Battlefield, you know, capturing the points.
And Call of Duty is not known for that.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Never, not. Right?
32 versus 32, man.
Yeah.
It's never happened before.
Yeah.
Well, they've had big-ass maps because they had Battle Royale in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But this game needs a fucking Battle Royale, man. It just needs it.
That's what Shroud was saying, the exact same thing.
It needs it. It's just, the game's so fucking awesome. I would love if it had the
mechanic of
Battle
Royale.
Just add a Battle Royale, just like the last one. But it's just, the game looks great, dude. The graphic looks great. It's just...
Do you think the graphics would be worse if they did do a Battle Royale? Because I feel like you have to bring down the graphics some to facilitate that.
No, because for the other one, the Black Ops 4, the graphics were exactly the same for throughout the whole game, even for the Battle Royale.
Yeah. Really? But I thought in general that game didn't look as good as some of the other ones.
It looked just like the other ones, I feel.
I don't know. I haven't played a Call of Duty since... I played a little bit of the last one, but other than that, the last one I played was like Ghosts.
I don't think you really have to bring them down. Look at Battlefield. Battlefield added Battle Royale, and they also have those huge game modes, and the graphics are exactly the same.
Yeah, but then again, their engine is for those giant big game modes.
Yeah, that freaking...
But if they're adding this, if they can do a 32v32, they can do a
Battle Royale, because, 64.
Man, like, 64, yeah.
Apex is only 64, right? 62 or 64 players?
Yeah.
Apex? It's only 60. Apex. Oh, I think it's just 60.
It's got to be a multiple of three.
Yeah, so it's just 60 players on Apex. It's not the whole 100. So yeah, that's normal, you know, like, so I feel like they can do it. And,
well, I mean, considering the studio and the amount of money that they have, they should be able to. Infinity Ward is such. It's still Infinity Ward, right?
I'm not 100.
Is it
100?
Can we
find this out? But it's it's just as long
tag team with Blizzard.
As long as Activision like, doesn't put their like touch this, I think this will be great. Yeah. I can't wait to play the campaign. The campaign will probably be fucking amazing. Probably the graphics will be a little bit better too.
I bet you anything. Blizzard got into their heads and told them the gamers think they want it, but they don't really want it.
I know, and they were totally wrong with that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love
VR planned?
Huh?
Or no? Are they hush hush on VR?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing.
Nothing. From what they've said, no, they're not going to have it. Period.
Okay. And but, then so was this was maybe
realism
part of-
mode was amazing. Like it's hardcore mode. Which, you know, every Call of Duty is that hardcore mode, which is you pretty much, you know, you die a moment.
One or two bullets, right?
Yeah. But it's just this one with these graphics playing realism was just fun. Everyone, whenever you play Call of Duties, hardcore is always the one that has the least amount of players.
Right.
And this one was packed. Everyone was, obviously, all right, it's the beta. But it was just fun. I feel like it's going to be realism is going to be like the one of the main ones people are going to use. Just having no HUD, no HUD, no nothing. You don't know how many bullets you have, you know.
Or teammates.
Like, you can only see your teammates. That's the only thing you can see. And
no, but do you have a minimap?
No minimap. Nothing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And that was just great, dude. It's still so cool. And then I think one of the little, it's not a filter, but like, well, when you go into the graphics setting, one's called Filmatic. I don't know if that's what makes it look so cool, but it makes it look great, dude. But it's that game that I feel like if I really, really want to get great at it, you're really going to need a great graphics card for this shit.
Raconia says that Naughty Dog, the dev wrote the script to the new COD campaign.
Oh, wow. So and Naughty Dog makes fucking amazing games, man.
So I guess it has a campaign confirmed. It always does, right?
No, yeah. Campaign
except
for sure,
for the
100%.
Last one.
Except for the last one. That's why it was so cheap, right? It was like $30, right?
No, it wasn't. It was full price when it came out.
No.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was a little cheap. I thought it was like $40.
$40.
Yeah. No, it was full price.
Dude, guaranteed. Because we were all like...
I think it was like...
No, because we bought them from Chad.
Or maybe it was.
Well, I bought mine from Chad.
Maybe it was, because I remember us having a conversation saying, $59.99. Like, if you break it down, you're paying like $20 per game.
Yeah.
So maybe it was three different game modes.
It was $60. I remember it being $60, because I remember Beef didn't want to play it, because he was just like, I'm not paying $60 for that shit, blah, 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 blah. Mm. And then we ended
up. That said, as good as that game was, I feel like it was around for maybe a month.
I would have paid $60 to just keep playing this shit until it started.
You're not a good indicator, dude. You buy everything.
Ah, damn it.
No, I think Modern Warfare, then I'm glad that they went back just to the original name, because out of all of the Call of Duties, the most successful ones were the Modern Warfares. If not, Modern Warfare 2 is probably the best one, right?
And yeah. I think it's because, you know, like the Black Ops and the other one and the Infinities and all the other ones, they have all these super special powers, right? You're running across the walls and jumping off and fucking like rocket packs and all this shit. People get tired of that really, really, really quick. And this one goes back to like, you know, just straight up military, you know, fucking battle like thing. And the only thing I do think it needs a battle royale. I feel people get tired of TDM and capture the point and like whatever it's called for like Counter-Strike.
Well, we've been playing those game modes for 25 years.
Exactly. And I know people get tired of battle royales, but then again, people won't stop fucking playing them either.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, we're tired of battle royales, and then we give them only deathmatch, and they'll be like, fuck, this is boring. What else can we do?
Either get battle royale or you get a campaign. Which one do you really want?
I want battle royale.
You can't have two. You can't have
campaigns
two.
End.
How was netcode? How was...
You want to pay $80 for this game?
It's still buggy. Yeah.
You want to pay $80 for this game? Then we'll give you battle royale.
Yeah, no, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. It's still buggy. I still, sometimes I was behind a wall, like a crate, and I got too close to the wall, and I moved to the left, and then I could see through the rest of the map. So it's kind of neat. Randomly.
Those are just your hacks, dude.
Ah, shut up, dude. I'm not in a B. And yeah, I think it's great. The crossplay. It's full crossplay, man, which it's not that comment yet, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really, it's like,
yeah, really
it'd be fun
base.
For PC gamers. I'll tell you what, if you want to steamroll the fucking console plebs,
I'll be awesome.
Just
it was
play
awesome.
Fucking Modern Warfare.
It was awesome.
I'm sad that I missed this beta. I've been extremely
I thought you
busy.
Went on last, like, not last night. When last night, like, my last
they
couple
sent an
levels.
Email out about it. I got an email on Friday.
And it showed you go online. And I was like, oh, she's about to go on.
Sometimes,
and then you weren't.
Sometimes I'm on TeamViewer, and sometimes I just sign on to BNet, but I don't play the game.
I thought it said Modern Warfare. I thought you got on.
Yeah. Then today I tried to play it, but the beta had already shut down. Yeah. But
it ended at 10.
I would say back-to-back weekends now. I've been working so much that by the time Sunday night hits, I forget to put on clothes, and I'm just like grinding and WoW. I think last weekend it took me until Monday afternoon to even remember to put on a shirt. Like, that's the type of gamer I am. When my life is like, you know, like hard on my shoulders, I still get some gaming in, but don't expect me to turn on my stream. Don't expect me to try anything new. Just get it in, get it done.
It was all set
like zombie mode.
Inside your
it was all like zombie
apartment.
Mode gaming. Yeah.
Well, the game's great, and I feel like
just, it looks great.
The biggest thing is just the feel of the game. It feels great. It runs great. As in, it really feels really tactical and really cool. It's just like the flow of the game is better than most Call of Duties. It doesn't look all stiff. It looks really... The character models, their motion, the way your guns go off, the way when you start adding mods, like when you start adding all the mods to your weapons, how like, you know, every Call of Duty has done this before, but this is just doing it better. It just feels better. And I played a bunch of what are you doing?
Oh, it's not plugged in. Oh, it is. Okay. One of those sockets don't work down there.
During the multiplayer beta, did you get to play with any of your friends, or was it just jump in?
Nah, I just jumped in.
Okay.
They don't slow me down.
If you were, what is one thing about this that you think makes it so staple and lives up to the Modern Warfare tag with the Call of Duty series?
I think it's just mainly like the weapons you use and sticking to this non-futuristic, unrealistic, you know, future warfare.
Current time.
It's current time.
Yeah.
And I like that. And not only that, I think that's what it is.
They should have just called it Call of Duty Classic.
Yeah, seriously. Because then Call of Duty Classic would totally be, you know, the Call of Duty Classic, like the modern,
but,
the World War ones.
But you do appreciate that it is going back to it's like the classic.
It went back to Modern Warfare.
Gameplay.
Modern Warfare was, you know, everyone loved Modern Warfare, the first one. Then the mm-hmm. second one came out and it went, holy shit, best game ever.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, 3 came out and it was kind of like, eh. And then they started like, let's try new shit.
I would definitely say Modern Warfare 2 is when most of my gamer friends were on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And at the same time, simultaneously.
Everyone was Call of Duty.
And as the new
on console,
releases.
Of course.
As the new release. Yeah, I was too. And as the new releases started coming out, the Call of Duty gamers, like, you started losing one by one by one
mm-hmm.
until there was, like, really no one to play with anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened Call of Duty with me.
Bobby Blackout. Had a great point, though. The player base is always going to be there now because of the cross-platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like,
yeah.
Which
the numbers
is
are
awesome.
Giant.
Because the first one to die is always PC. People will still be playing Call of Duty more on Xbox than PS4, I believe, because mm-hmm. I feel like the community on Xbox is a little bit more.
Yeah, man, they get 2 or 3 great FPSs a year. We get 15.
I know.
You know.
And plus, we being on our computers, we have 1,001 other things that would, you know, distract us.
Porn.
You know, whereas like with console gaming, and using a console system, you really are limited. It's like,
Cool.
I can't wait for this game to come out. I'm excited.
Thanks for the sub, Digi Gill.
Thank you, Digi Gill.
Next up, we've got, Bobby?
Is that your girl?
What?
Digi's girl?
How did the game night go?
I don't believe so.
Chief, go ahead.
I am so excited. So the gaming that I got in this week, outside of like one or two like naked sessions of WoW, was...
Streaming?
No, not streaming. Lame. It was just literally like I was just so tired I just wanted to... bang it out. So with the DLG con right around the corner, we did our icebreaker night, which is virtually just a DLG con game night. And it started around 5 o'clock on Friday, and I was only there for the first half. I don't have anything to say about the second half because I had to leave fairly early. But I had so much fun. I think we spent about at least an hour just talking about the con, making sure that we were making proper introductions with each other, real icebreaker things, and you know, tying in loose ends. So it was almost like half meeting, half game night. And then the game that we did play when we did get the opportunity to play was Quiplash. And I've seen Quiplash before, but I've never had the chance to play it. And so the thing about Quiplash, it's super easy to just hop in, hop out. You just sign on to Jackbox.tv, you put in the code, you put in your username, and then as long as one person owns the game, they're able to host it, and then anyone can jump in and jump out. It's a great...
And you could do it via your cell phone, it seems like, too, I've heard. So that's great. So that way we can play at the house easily.
Absolutely. So it's really easy to just set it up as a party game, the perfect game, especially when it comes to just social interactions and getting, you know, just nonstop laughs.
This will be good for Friday night, for sure, to everybody get to know each other while they're drinking and stuff.
We can play
how much is this?
Quiplash.
Bobby?
$10.
And
$10.
Only one person needs it?
Like, and the historical low is zero.
Well, yeah, because I guess it's free.
I remember I got this in a bundle once. So, like, I thought a lot of people could have gotten this.
Well, you currently can get it at Fanatical, which is a website that sells bundles. It's $8.49 there with a voucher code. Yeah.
It came with Quiplash and Draw Something, some drawing one.
Yeah.
And they were cool. We played it also. Like,
is that what this box is, Chi?
Well, no, that's not it. That's a game for us to play after I talk about the game night. So with Quiplash, it was super... what it is that they... So what they do is that they put up... it's almost like a Mad Lib, where they put up a certain saying, like, what is the new name of... what's the newest STD?
Right.
You know, or the newest STD is blank. And then people will fill in their answers, and different people get different phrases to fill out sayings to really answer. And then people vote, and whoever gets the most votes gets the points for those rounds, and there's three rounds total.
The other players in the group
get
the vote,
so
right?
It's almost like with... apples to apples or cards against humanity, there's always a host. But there's not really a main host in this one. Everyone has their input.
That's almost better.
They just trade different times to vote. So so that way there's always an equal amount of ways you're competing with other people.
My one problem with like Cards Against Humanity or the other one, any of the other ones that work the same way, is usually like I've noticed that one person will like one other person's sense of humor more, and that person will end up winning. Usually.
This one here, it seems like it's a very fair grounds in terms of getting everyone's votes, because you get more than one chance, and you actually have to create your own saying. So, for instance, if the phrase was, what's the newest STD? The one that won was... White Claw mouth herpes.
Topical.
Yeah. That got my vote.
By the way, that's what you get for not sponsoring us, you fucks. Oh, you know what I realized? That I asked them for sponsorship right as they ran out of, and it's like, yeah, we don't need the DL Gaming pump. We literally can't even fill this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the one that I got the most votes on, where it's like you either get, sometimes you get all the votes, sometimes you get 50-50 votes, and in the end, like, as each round goes on, the points double up or multiply, and then the last round, the last lash, it's people get a vote three times. They could vote on one answer three times, or they could spread the love, and it seems like a really fun way to just get an amazing laugh in, and people surprise you, or you kind of surprise yourself with, like, oh, maybe I'm not that creative, maybe I'm not that funny, depending on what you put in. So
JP Diddy was talking about how he had a really stressful week, and then he played this and he was crying laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, it was the perfect thing. He was the perfect medicine.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So yeah, I can't wait to play this on Friday.
No, I was, and then...
Like, when I say Friday, like Friday.
Yeah,
it's
coming up, and I'm so excited, guys. So, like, forget the low energy podcast. I really feel like the con house is going to be amazing. Piecing it and everything together, partaking in game night. People already, like I said, you know, getting to know each other before we even meet at the house. I think everyone's sense of humor is kind of along the same lines that it's going to be at the house. So I welcome people to be themselves while they're out here, and I'm super excited for it. So I had so much fun. I almost pissed myself crying laughing too, and it's like it spawned so many different inside jokes that you really get that feeling of camaraderie when you're playing a game like this, and it was so great and virtually no costs at all. Cool. So I almost want to play this.
Perfect.
This
my
is
favorite.
Yeah, this so is how the much perfect is game is night second game.
Quick Buys 2.
Is there a second one?
There is a second one.
Is it? It would be better. Like an expansion.
It's up
right?
to 16 players.
Oh wow! Oof.
Where is that?
It's not on Steam apparently.
No.
Uh-oh.
What? Unless they're messing with us on the freaking.
If you just love, if you want the perfect party game that is cheap, that anyone can really partake in, that.
It's a bunch of party games.
This is the way to go.
It's part of the Jackbox Party Pack 3.
I believe JP Diddy said he owns that. So, whatever. And it sounds like if we don't get it, it's fine. We'll just play fucking two games of this. And gee, I like what you said about the inside joke. Because when I've gone on trips with friends and stuff, mm-hmm. usually an inside joke will happen for that trip. And we'll just keep referencing it all weekend. Mm-hmm. And that makes it fun in itself. So that's cool.
So so outside of like over elaborating on Quiplash, you know, and just to like... hump up the hype. I mean, bump up the hype. I'm sorry.
Bump up the hype.
We all know where my mind's been. No, so all the people from DLG Con night, I messaged them. Some of them got back to me. Some of them probably haven't even read my message yet. But I said, you know, let's go ahead. Give me a quote. It's almost like a quip. I'll call it quips in a box or quotes from a hat. Basically, I asked people to have it's like a pre-party phrase or pre-game phrase about the DLG Con this weekend. So I want you guys to read out how they feel about what's coming up.
All right. How lucky DLG must feel to meet me twice, the lotion.
Fucking George.
Yeah,
so George is a good dude.
The lotion came out how many years ago? Two?
Maybe three.
Maybe three? Wow. Yeah.
And Bobby actually been that long?
Bobby went to Mexico with me.
Yeah.
For that one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right, Ray, keep it going.
This is the best thing to happen since Bobby sideburns.
Impossible.
Fucking sniper.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Bobby actually read that one? That
would be funny if I pulled that one. Let's see which one I did get here. It says, hey, at least I'm not Shadow Master. And that's Cricket Soldiers.
So Shadow Master directly. I had a feeling. I had a feeling it was there.
Apparently, Shadow Master was there for the second half. I missed it. Too bad.
Oh, we're going to keep going?
Yeah.
This is good.
You go, and then I'll read mine.
Okay. In sing-song voice, I'll do anything for the DLG, but I won't do that, Warconius.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who sings that?
He'll end up doing that.
Wow.
That was Meatloaf.
He's not invited anymore.
God, the chick in that video, I remember falling in love with that woman.
I love that song. He educated me today that was Meatloaf, though. I had no idea that Meatloaf looked like Quasimodo.
Yeah.
No idea.
Fuck, G, what the fuck did you put here?
My handwriting?
I can't read it. Here.
Rise and grind, gamers. Let's get some bread. TCon 2019.
Who's that?
That's a Jew for you. Like, we'll be calling. There will be a Jew, and he goes by Jew.
Oh, okay.
And he'll be
as long as he's Jewish, it's cool.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and then there was a Jewish joke, right?
Huh?
There was a Jew during the Quiplash. Anyway. It doesn't matter.
Single white
male. If he was there, it makes it okay. Well,
listen to this one.
Single white male seeking single tiggle bitty female willing to take you out for tacos.
Which are free.
Which are free. Gummy.
These are the personalities showing up at the DLG Con house.
When it's time to make bacon, I make the bacon. Rusty bagels.
And that's an inside joke. Oh, okay. So somebody's laughing.
Sorry, Bobby, I cut you off. I'm having so much fun over here.
That's right, I had to pick up the mouse here.
Oh, this one's good.
Don't die.
I think that's the perfect one for Bobby to pull. All right, who gets the last?
Go ahead. I went twice.
I went twice too.
Bobby? Bobby?
Go ahead, Bobby.
Robotic voice, Bobby.
Go, let somebody grab it.
Why are you shaking it? It's only like one in
there. To randomize it.
Try to get it.
All right, this is going to be way more fun than my vasectomy was.
Ooh.
JP Diddy.
There we go.
God damn it.
No, so those are some quotes or some quips from the DLG Connors, and I'm so excited.
It's so funny because, like, if we were to record that, it would be the best video, but they already said nobody's available. They're not letting themselves be recorded for that.
For what?
for the Quiplash.
Oh.
Because it would make the best quote.
Do we have to ask them for permission to use them for the
I don't know.
For the vlog?
We'll figure it out later.
That we're going to put on YouTube?
Could get some releases
signed. I'm going to get some, yeah. I got some.
Ours are going to be super, like, easy. It's like, yes, no, video.
Yes, no to video. If not, you're kicked out.
All right. Well, what else has everyone been playing this week? We got a few things here.
Yeah, Borderlands 3. I didn't put it up there. Was that you, Bobby?
No, I figured you were playing more of that.
I did. Having a really good time. The legendaries are starting to drop. Not as legendary as they should be, I feel. I use them for maybe half a level or a level, maybe. And then they just get upgraded just like anything else. They're not as special as they should be. The flaws are starting to poke out. It's still a great game. The bad guys are twins, a guy and a girl. Just kind of like super standard. They're never really funny. The funny thing about them is like they blew up on social media. And so they keep using it. And so their tagline is like, subscribe, and obey. And so that's kind of cool. And they use, there's so many, what do you call it? Fucking berserkers or whatever. Outlaws or bandits. There's so many bandits in the universe. That's what they use as their currency. They just use lives up like crazy. So, yeah, they're evil, but there's nothing. It's no Handsome Jack. Handsome Jack really stole the show as far as villains. Hmm. But, yeah, still having a good time.
What are we talking about again?
Borderlands 2, 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm probably
Handsome Jack. I should have made the connection there.
I'm probably 20 hours in, and I realized that I spend way too much time jumping around on buildings trying to find those gun chests that are always on the top.
Yeah.
Not always, though. So, like, sometimes you're, like, climbing up trying to get something and you can't get to it. Laughing throughout, like, there's always something funny at some point. And, yeah, having a good time. The other thing that I played today this week was Risk of Rain 2. Had its 2.0 update. There's a new character called the Loader. And the last one, I forget his name, Rex, was so, like, blah that I wasn't too excited for the next character. But it ended up being, I think, he's probably the most fun character available. And he's also juiced, too. So he's really strong. He doesn't play like anybody else. He's a melee character, but also like a tank. But also, like, has great... what do you call it? Mobility. He can like Spider-Man through the level, and he gets shield by punching. So the more you punch, the safer you are. So you just got to fucking keep going. And it's just, he's a wrecking ball. So much fucking fun. Yeah. You can do shit like that. Just like swing around things. It's awesome. He has like a Falcon punch move that's like overpowered. So what you can do is if you're fighting something big, let's say, or something flying, you can Falcon punch through it, which is going to like put it half dead, then turn around in the air, then grapple hook it, come back at it, and just start punching it till it's dead. Does that sound fun? It's fucking awesome. Besides that, all the other characters got new skill loadouts, like two or three each. Problem is, they're super fucking hard to unlock. Like, you have to do something super specific on a special level with certain amount of health. Like it's tough. So,
ooh, I like that.
If you needed
like skill-based
more
character
reasons,
unlock.
Yeah, if you, well, yeah, you and your friends, like, let's say you were the engineer and you wanted to unlock his, you and your friends are going to have to specifically plan to make that happen.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's going to take teamwork. Like, one of them is like, you have to kill a boss in under 5 seconds. That's going to take some doing.
Yeah. It's almost like a quest on that character.
Yeah.
Too.
So I like that. I just wish they were a little easier so I could see some of them. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how game-changing they are, but, man, this game just keeps getting better. And I keep complaining about this year about, like, lack of Game of the Years and stuff. And I'm not saying it's that good, but I always forget this one. It's not that good. It's a breakout hit,
It's good, but it's not that good.
Yeah.
I need to play this because I don't have any opinion on Risk of Rain 2, and it definitely seems like a game up my alley. And I like that they have this 2.0 patch because, if anything, about when it comes to patches, if I started the game early, it really doesn't do much for me. But if I haven't played the game and they do a complete, not a revamp, but it when they make a change big enough that it's worth people who have played it to revisit it, then it would be worth for me to, like, oh yeah, remember to actually give it a go.
I might even suggest, if you're just going to hold off, I might even suggest you hold off until there's a final boss in the
game.
That's
what I want. I want end game.
Because it's in a tricky place. I mean, people love it. Overwhelmingly positive. 26,000 people, right? But there is this issue where you have to tell yourself in your head that you've won, because there is no end. So you're like, you either play to exhaustion, if you, most of the time you die, but you know, you try to work it around and you eventually get more powerful than the game. And then at that point you could kind of be like, all right guys, let's log off. So it's kind of tough because you got to only put your
Which I find weird.
It is weird. What other game does that?
I want to get to the end of something. I want to win something. Not,
yeah.
Okay. You guys done? All right. Fuck it.
Oh, have you ever, killed yourself at the altar in this game?
Yeah.
Where you obliterate.
Mm-hmm.
Every character has that as one of their skill unlocks. So if you do that as a character, you'll get another skill set. So that one's kind of easy. We've all done that. Anybody who plays this game has done that. It's not easy, but it takes about an hour.
Yeah, we did that the first... I did it the first time I played it because I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing. And I just clicked on it, and then it ended. And we're like, what?
That's a end in the game that it put in itself so that you can feel like you ended, but you just kill yourself. It's a weird game, but it's fun. Fun as fuck.
Fuck is fun.
12,000 people play in this game right now.
Yep.
Nice people, dude.
Popular game.
Oh, and if you play, if you don't have friends or whatever, you can click random whatever, and it has voice, random team. It has in-game voice, and everybody's pretty cooperative. I played a few times with randos, and it was great.
Hmm. Good community.
Yep.
It always helps. All right. Chi, anything new with WoW Classic?
No. If I could take a story from WoW Classic.
I thought that would be a cool thing.
Yeah,
if you could like have a really bomb story for WoW Classic. Some drama.
Yeah.
Someone cheating on someone.
That's what WoW Classic is, and it has been so far. So drama of WoW Classic this week. there's a couple. There's only one I'm going to share on air, though. But I made someone rage quit the group the first time, thus far. So I had a gnome rogue. Actually, I have this like group of... So it's so cool. Because as I mentioned before, last cast, all the officers are already level 60. They're gearing up for Molten Core. They're ready to run it. I'm only level 30. But here's the thing. I feel like even though I'm not at endgame or getting close to endgame, I have a very good group of like level players in the guild that are always down to dungeon or help out each other or to do something with another person, whether or not it's like more or less personal gain or progression based. Like, so one of the groups, so our guild is called Bastions, and I call this like group within the guild, like, it's like, I call us the, like, we're Basties, like we're best friends, you know? So it's like a mini group within the guild because like we, you know, we're always excited to like hop on and actually like five man something, which is really cool. So shout out to my Basties. But anyways, one of the Basties was having a hard time getting through Nomer, literally told me that he had burned 4 hours and still can't beat the last boss. And so their tank dropped and I came to help out, and we go back door, we get to the last boss, but we wipe. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize, like, I'm a little bit underleveled. I was level 29. And I was like, okay, was it me? Like, what's going on? Like, it's not like we wiped bad. It's just that we didn't kill him.
What level was Gnome? Because, like...
the last boss is level 34, 35. Oh, okay. So, like, being maybe I was level 28 at the time. So, trying to, you know, tank. I don't know. I was at least 29. I was probably 29. So we wiped. And then we were going back to do it again. And people had to repair their gear. So, it was, like, almost... It was an extra hour and a half just to beat the last boss. Because so many people are like, oh, I got to run back. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I got to run and go repair. And then we're going to run back. And then the second time we were running back... The priest, I could tell she was super impatient. So she would be ahead of the group, like leagues ahead of us. She wasn't waiting on me. She wasn't even drinking in between pulls. And she would body aggro groups, large groups. And instead of drinking, she would go and randomly pull like one or two mobs.
Just to keep it going.
Just to keep it going. And,
was it working? Was it working?
Well, not when you body aggro, like a large group, and then like expect me to like tank. And she kept on doing it, and she kept on like really trying to push the group along. But I was like, why is the priest, you know, like super far ahead? So I called her out. I was like, hey, if you body aggro one more thing, I won't even tank for you. And then she just immediately G quits. Quits the group.
Yeah.
And then she starts whispering, not me, but somebody else in the group. It's like, you know, I have run Nomer so many times in retail. I know how to heal it, et cetera, et cetera. And then that person just goes, that's your problem. You were healing it in retail. This is classic, babe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't fucking body aggro. You don't run ahead of the tank. You know, it's like, you know, she's like, I don't need a fill in to tell me what I need to do. And then it's so funny because immediately after she quit, the group ended up just me being a fill in. And then it ended up being four of my guildies. And only one of the people, like in the original group.
Oh, yeah.
My guild just came in and filled in. And then we got it done the first attempt.
With the new people.
Without the priest. So.
You think you're a good tank now?
I will gladly, like, I will humbly, modestly say I'm not the best tank. No. I don't even have mods on my thing right now, but I'm really grateful that it's like, I know that I'm going to get a lot better. I know people well enough to know that what I need to do, to get better at it. But then right now I also have a really good group that's patient enough to kind of work around like my tanking skills.
I think it's probably the hardest class role.
It is.
Yeah.
I forgot to say,
like, not only calling her out, I forgot. I was like, called her out like that. I was like, hey, no, I was like, girl, if you body aggro one more time, I'm not going to tank for you. And then her name was Fizzy Bits. So I said, calm your fucking tits. And she quit. There you go. So that's what happened. That was the drama. That was it. I told somebody to calm their tits. Apparently they don't like that. Calm your Twin Peaks.
I wonder if they could have got you reported you for that.
I didn't say fucking. Yeah. I just said calm your tits.
I want to play this. It's just there's so many other games. Like I played until what? I was like level 23. I see my brother. My brother plays way more than me. I think yesterday he was like level 55 or 56.
Yeah. What's max level?
60.
Okay.
So it's just like, holy shit, dude, you've been playing like a lot every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only 55?
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Dude. Man. It's
not only that, like, do you feel discouraged that you may continue to play when your friends leave you in the dust, level-wise?
That's another thing. Like, I'm kind of starting, and then I feel like the people that were on all the time, they're not on anymore. They're like, I'm looking at my friends.
They're starting to die out.
Yeah, starting to die out.
Dude, it's too much of a time commitment.
It is. My brother, though,
Bobby was right again.
My brother's been meeting people in his little guild or whatever, so he's getting, like, a little group, so my brother's like, hurry the fuck up. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll be there in 3 months, dude. But then again, my brother was he's probably one of the best mages back in the day. Like he was, but PvP.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his best guild and like in the best guild. And then they ended up transferring to another server, like certain like people. And they made this super guild meant for just PvP. And they were like one of the best. Like, and my brother was the core mage.
Mm-hmm.
My brother would fucking kill it. Like, he was like the highest level, had all the best gear.
Yeah.
And he was quick. He was smart. Like, it was just, You know, it's so different when you're raiding to when you're fighting someone.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Like, he knew how to fight, like, you know, like a warrior, a hunter, a rogue, in all different ways. It's just crazy.
You have to have, like, almost a different taskbar.
Yeah, he did.
And the ranking system isn't even mouse on, isn't patched yet. Nor
yeah,
it's
not even in yet.
Nor even fucking Battlegrounds.
There's no Warzone Gulch or anything?
Yeah, no Warzone Gulch.
No, that came out way later, didn't it?
Oh.
Warzone Gulch came out, like, after BWL, didn't it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
The original one was Arathi and Warsong. I don't know about the 40 verse 40 one. Or,
yeah, like the actual battle thing. Like, was that in the beginning?
Warsong was Capture the Flag. Arathi was, you had the 4 points that you would capture. But I can't remember the name of the...
God, bringing me on memories now.
It was fun, dude. It was fun.
The big one, all of them were fun, in my opinion. I loved it. So people might start coming back once that comes out.
Yeah.
I still love the social element of it, and that's what's keeping me going. So
cool.
Old friends, new friends alike. So it's fun.
Except for a fizzy bitch.
Fucking fizzy tits.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe she meant fuzzy tits.
That's hilarious.
That'd be gross.
Next time I see her, I'm going to call her that.
All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
now, I was interested in this as well. Not because of the reviews. Mixed. But the price was just too high. But you got like a killer deal on this, right?
I got it for 40.
Mm-hmm. With
all the skins and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're talking about Mortal Kombat 11 here.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, dude, it's fun. It's so much fun. Here's the one thing. If it's the best Mortal Kombat out of all the Mortal Kombats.
Yeah.
Dude, this is twice today. Best Modern War, best Call of Duty.
That means gaming's on the right track.
Best Mortal Kombat. You know, obviously.
Best point-and-click adventure.
Best point-and-click adventure. Best MMO.
Yeah, maybe.
It is. It is the best MMO ever. Well, it would be the best MMO. I don't know. In my book, obviously. Some people love the Lineage.
Yeah.
Lineage 2. That's their the best because of the PvP. Anyways, it's fucking Mortal Kombat. But it's if you started playing, obviously, Mortal Kombat at the beginning, you know, it's way different than what it is now with all these combos. But out of the new ones, like with this fighting style, which would be 9 and then 10... The 11 is obviously the best one, and it's the slowest one.
Slowest while fighting?
Yeah. Okay. It's they brought down the speed. And so, like, when you're walking, it's slower. They took away the running, and it made it awesome, where it's more tactical, and you can't really button mash as much.
You have to do the right
thing. You kind of have to do – you have to do your, like – I hadn't played a fighter in a while, and I did play a little bit of the Dragon Ball Z one when like the day I bought it, and then I never touched it again.
For $60.
For $60. No, I got it for $29.99.
Okay.
And
I won't ask you how.
Yeah. And I have it on PlayStation.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it was like a winter sale or something. But this one's got slower. But it's I couldn't do the combos like right away. I had to get used to this because like I was trying to do them a little too fast, and I'm like, oh wait, calm down, relax. But the game's cool. The game has a bunch of different modes. As the story mode, which I started, was pretty cool. It starts off right after where the last one left off, and so now it's like, you know, this guy dies, another person comes up. I'm the strongest one, and everyone's trying to fight and destroy her. And then it comes to this whole really cool thing where timelines mix up to where you see like new Johnny Cage and the old and like his old self, and they're fighting alongside. They're fighting together to like defeat the new. I forgot the name of the new being, but so the story's really neat and it's super funny, dude. Like some of the best acting. Sometimes it's shitty. Like there was a couple quotes here and there where I was just like, "Well, this is really fucking bad."
Kind of has that whole B movie.
But
thing
that's the best part because it's super exaggerated, super funny. It's
over the
like
top.
Yeah, little popcorn flick, you know, and it's awesome. And I was really enjoying it. And then it has the cool online mode. There's still people fighting, which is cool because I was like, because PC games, when it comes to fighting games, they're always the first to fucking.
Yeah, they're going. They're
so
going.
I went on real quick, started it, and I got in a match. I'm like, cool, all right, still working. Mm-hmm. Not a match. Would you call it a match?
Yeah, sure.
Sure? All right. And it was, that got my ass kicked, obviously.
Of course.
And,
dude, homeboy's been playing since game one.
Dude, but I thought I would start off and play against the dude that just bought it too, or just like the same rank as I was. No, this guy just owned the shit out of me. But, and your characters are customizable, which is neat. Like, there's easily 60 skins per guy.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mods when it comes to different hats, different masks, gloves, all the whole stuff.
Wow, so you can really personalize your
AI. Yeah. So, so your fucking rating would be completely different. That's where you cut this fucking head off.
Oh, jeez. But, so gory.
Fatalities are... They just keep getting better. Yeah. They're hilarious.
You know what I wonder? Mm. You know how certain horror movies, when we watch as children, they kind of haunt us?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We carry like how demented, like how we felt, how horrified that horror. That
like
a horror.
Chucky still fucks with me.
Yeah.
Like
I wonder
my
if,
dad traumatized me so much.
Yeah. I wonder if any poor children have to deal with that with Mortal Kombat.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
Because like, it's not...
Because when we were kids, we wanted to play
it. We wanted to.
Because it was the grossest, most bloody game.
But it's not like I wanted to watch scary movies as a kid. I was kind of just forced to be in the same room. Oh, God. Too cute.
Oh, I was going to bring that up.
Oh, Halloween's coming up. So cute.
But, that is awesome.
That is so perfect.
Let me pull it out for the stream here.
And, dude, you know what my dad used to do? My room was the one closest to the in the hallway to the entrance from the garage. So I'd be passed out. My dad, when he would get home, he would knock on the door like super loud. And I don't know if you ever watched Child's Play, when he used to go, "Give me the boy." Like, "Give me the..." My dad would be like, "Dog, this knock, give me the boy."
Fucking with you.
And I'd be like, "Fuck!" I'd be fucking crying, dude.
Can you
and
imagine?
I'd be yelling, "Mom and Dad, my dad!" And then he'd open the like laughing, like, "Ah, it's just me." Isn't that funny?
Oh my gosh!
You didn't sleep that night.
I didn't sleep that night.
Yeah,
but he did that with Freddy Krueger, with fucking Jason, and he'd do that all the time. Like, he would literally be under my bed when I'd go to sleep, and then he'd fucking like reach out and grab me. He loved scaring the shit out of me. It was fucking...
This is so why bad. You can play scary games and I can't.
I know, baby.
You went through scary...
I went through the scariest...
Scary dad camp.
Yeah, dude. He loved it. And my dad was young, dude. My dad was like fucking like in his 20s.
Yeah.
Like, and he was just... He was hilarious. But, Mortal Kombat, dude. Customizing is really cool. There's actual loot boxes when you go through these like little dungeon crawling thing. And you break through walls, find loot boxes, little jump scares here and there, which is pretty neat. It's fun running in third person. But
so at $40, would you say it's worth it just for the for the single player content?
Just for the single player.
If you never intend to go online and play. Probably not yet, right?
5 hours. That's what I've read.
Okay.
You know, 5 hours. And it's up to you.
Because what I did on Justice, whatever, what was the one?
Injustice.
Injustice?
Yeah.
I waited till it was like $8 and just played through the single player stuff, and I was totally happy.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing is, you want to play the other stuff in this game. It's Mortal Kombat, man. I feel like it's that game that you can always bring out.
Yeah.
Always. Just like Street Fighter, you know?
It's fun to show off to people that used to game, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, everybody runs.
Like, have you seen it lately? And then you show it to them, and then it's just fun. And then, like, I don't know. And then depending on the character, because if you use your character, of course, you're going to fuck everyone up. But if you use another character, their combos are way different. So you can actually give the other person a fighting chance, maybe.
And most of the, it's kind of like missed reviews, mostly because of the microtransactions.
It was in the beginning.
Like, it's fucking super loaded, right?
Yeah.
With microtransactions.
That was just in the beginning.
But the core game is good.
Core game is great. I think it's a great fighter. I spent probably a good hour and a half to 2 hours in training mode, just trying to learn combos and trying to see if I can fight against someone. I'm still not great at it, but that's the new baddie. It's just fucking weird. But,
did they ever bring back Babalities and Friendships?
Nah, Babalities. I think they bring them for X?
I don't know.
I think I saw it in something.
Friendship?
No, they added all these new combo stuff, which is like, I forgot the actual name for them. But you can use them once in a match where like it can completely block off a combo, and then it It's similar to what they had in X,
like,
but
a
it's
combo break,
kind of, but it's different because, like, for instance, you can never go into a combo with an uppercut, like, start off. But if you end someone's combo with that uppercut, you can actually do it, and it's what it is. I forgot what the name of it.
Okay,
but you know, but I, dude, I wish like I was great at fighting games because this one's super cool, and the fatalities are just It's fun. There's a fatality trainer.
Now, as far as the extra people, does this have, like, Alien in it?
Alien?
Like, Xenomorph? Is he in this one?
I don't remember Xenomorph.
Well, he was definitely in 10, so they'll probably bring him back. Like, is Predator in this one? Jason?
No. They have...
It seemed like they added those characters later to the...
Yeah. To 10. Yeah. So they probably have them...
So right now...
Oh, Terminator's coming.
They're adding Terminator.
Joker.
Joker. And they got Nighthawk and Siren, which is, you know, original Mortal Kombat characters.
Nighthawk. That was my guy in 3.
Yeah, and
I was really good at 3.
Like, he's already in. And then, you know what sucks? My game came with all the characters, and, like, before they even come out, right? They're unlocked, but they're... And, but I don't get Shao Kahn.
Oh, yeah.
Because Shao Kahn was pre-order only.
Right.
But, and then, it didn't come with the actual, with the complete edition, which is stupid.
So you gotta pay...
You gotta pay $5.
Yeah. For one character.
For one fucking character. And I wanna play Shao Kahn, but I'm not gonna pay $5 for that shit. But the fatalities, my favorite one was Johnny.
Oh, dude. He pulled the blood out of this chick's mouth, made the blood hard, and then stabbed her body with it.
Mm-hmm. Johnny has this awesome one where he fucking. Oh, Johnny makes the fucking story mode, dude. He's
always taking pictures
and hilarious,
shit.
Hilarious, dude. Yeah. He's super funny. And then having both Johnnies together talking on...
Yeah.
Super... It's so funny.
Because the story mode, you can go through... It changes for every character you play it with, right?
No. Oh. No, the story mode is just this whole... You just click on story mode and you play whoever that part of the story is.
I gotcha. That's how Injustice did it.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's a good way of doing it.
But my favorite fatality has been Johnny's, where he, like, cuts your fucking, like, body off, and then he uses you as a puppy. He's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I think I saw that one.
Awesome. Yeah. It's so good.
We did see the one. It was, like, a preview before this game came out.
Oh, I don't remember.
All right. Mm. Cool.
All right.
It's a must-buy if you're a Mortal Kombat fan.
How much is it here? 60?
It's probably still full price.
Yeah, $60.
If you're a Mortal Kombat fan, honestly, get this shit. It's just, it doesn't get
any... They probably already have it.
Yeah, you probably already have it. That's true. Yeah,
I'm still waiting for it. Oh, yeah, Ronda Rousey did the voice of Sonya.
Sonya. Nice. But, like, if, you know, people didn't get it at the beginning because of the microtransaction and all this crap, you know, get it now. It's just, all that stuff's gone. They fixed it.
God, Ronda looking sexy, man.
Now you only... Really?
Yeah.
Now you only have to spend money on cosmetics. So, who cares?
Gotcha.
Cool. All right. So my new movie review coming out this Friday is going to be on Max Payne. The Street Fighter one is up right now if you want to check that one out.
Man, Raul Julia got me in the feels a little bit with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. Too soon there. So Max Payne, I saw this one in the theater. I was very drunk. I don't remember much of it. I remember... kind of liking it and peeing in an elevator. That was about it.
Okay, great.
But,
and this is why he doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah, one of the many reasons. But it's a film noir, a neo-noir. And I've never really seen a neo-noir video game movie. So that was interesting. Unfortunately, the story kind of sucks. And it's tough to blame the movie because it's based off the game. And the game is based off of like a dozen other movies. You know, it's like... Right. A cop looking for revenge, you know, looking for the killer of his wife and child, you know, a revenge tale.
Is there a part of the, which game is it? Is it Max Payne 2, 3, 1?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Max Payne 3, like I said at the end of my review, I think that would make a great movie.
Yeah.
That's where they should
be. He's in Brazil and it's like a party, right?
Yeah. That was a great game just in general. But yeah, so Mark Wahlberg, ton of people in this one, man. Mark Wahlberg. Bo Bridges, Bo Bridges from The Wizard. Ludacris, remember him? Yeah, he's in this. He's got a small part. And Mila Kunis also in it. This movie looks great, man. Like, I remember when I saw it, I'm like, God, this is right around the time. Remember like Sin City and those Frank Miller movies? Yeah. Like, it has that feel. Like, everything's kind of overlit with like super high contrast, and it just has kind of that surreal look.
I'm looking at it right now. This could come out today.
Yeah, it's a great looking movie. Even the special effects kind of hold up a bit. There's not too much special effects, but a little bit here and there. It's just a shame that this is all on top of kind of a weak story. But
Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis, yeah, she's good in it. She doesn't have a huge part in it. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I had a tough time with this. Like, the action scenes are great. I just love the way everything looks. Like, the action really ramps up at the end. I love just, like, the gunfights and everything, but I don't know. I'm noticing a trend in a lot of video game movies, and my next one coming up after this is going to be Tomb Raider, and it's bad to have these two back-to-back because I feel like I'm saying a lot of the same things about both of them, but a lot of these movies are just starting to have the same problem. They got a really weak start at the beginning of the second act. Like, I totally tune out for a little while there, and it's just... they totally lose me on the story, and it's all just about trying to match what the video game does, and it's all about looking flashy, which in some cases they can carry the movie on that, but I don't know on this one. It kind of breaks even for me. Like, this one's just right down the middle. But I messed up last week. I said Street Fighter only made $85 million. It actually made $100 million. I got confused because this movie, Max Payne, made $85
million. And what it cost? Mm.
$35 million, the exact same amount as Street Fighter.
Confused.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm always like in the middle of these.
Looks so much better than Street Fighter.
Well, it came out a lot later, right? But yeah, it does look so much better. The director of it, like, he knows how to do action. He did a couple movies before this, and he also did that Die Hard movie, not the good one. the fourth one. I think it had Justin Long in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, he did that one. And, I mean, the action scenes work, man. He does a good job there. And, like, this shot right here, are they going to do it where it, like, morphs into, yeah, like that? Oh, my God. They got so many shots like that where they just, it was super hard to set up. What I was describing was, like, the camera's panning around, and then it goes from a flashback back to real time on Mark Wahlberg there. It's
almost like if it wasn't. If they didn't get bugged down with the Max Payne story, it would have been a good movie. Or trying to stay true to the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they could have done a good job with it, but it feels so derivative. But it's real hard to do film noir, and I go into that a little bit on my review. You know what I realized watching this movie for the first time? Did you know Mark Wahlberg is left-handed?
No. Don't even.
Yeah.
Oh, so shooting with his pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's always right there. He's got the gun in his left hand. He pulls it out with his left hand. He's got it holstered on the other side. Yeah, I never realized. I've seen so many of his movies, and I've never realized, oh, he's left-handed. And it's so obvious in this movie because he's always pulling out a gun.
Was he in Sniper?
I don't think so.
That's not Wahlberg, is it? Who am I thinking of?
No, that was Bruce Willis in Sniper. No. Oh, I'm thinking of The Jackal. I don't know. I never saw that movie. Yeah, so I don't know, man. Max Payne, it's a tough one for me to recommend because I don't think it's going to hold people's attention. But
big old booty.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than Street Fighter, Bobby?
Street Fighter was bad in a somewhat entertaining way, right. And I felt like it gave me a little more to work with on the review. But I don't know.
That... you having absolutely nothing to say about this movie, I guess that really sums it up.
No, I'm trying hard to dance around like the stuff I say in the review.
Right.
I'm kind of using these opportunities.
As
like
a preview for the review, right?
Well, yeah, on here and not say too much. But I'm also using like the reviews as an opportunity to talk about just, you know, film in general. So I just kind of get into the whole like, what is neo-noir and what is film noir? Because I realized something about myself like recently. I don't like film noir and I don't like neo-noir. Like, I just, even the good ones, man, like Maltese Falcon, Chinatown, I don't like those movies. I think they're boring, and I don't know why that is. Like, I just never could connect with that. So, and everybody will tell you, like, oh, my God, Chinatown. Oh, my God, Roman Polanski. And it's like, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see what everyone else sees.
I just rewatched 300, and it's still fucking awesome.
300.
Yeah, I skipped past the talking parts, so I really only skipped like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, that was right around the time of this movie.
Yeah, that's
a Frank Miller movie. Yeah. It's in that style. It's got a lot of slow motion. You know, it wouldn't be Max Payne without the bullet time effect. So that's slow motion and just, yeah, man, that was a fun time. I want to rewatch Sin City. I haven't seen that in quite some time.
Dude, when that movie came out, I was saying that was my favorite movie of all time. Like, I fucking loved that movie. I watched it so many fucking times.
It was really great.
Yeah.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. I would do it just for the Jessica Alba
And there was
I saw it once. That was it.
There was number two, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, it wasn't as good.
Yeah. Like way later, wasn't it?
It wasn't nearly as good.
It wasn't too much later, but no? It just, it had a huge disconnect in terms of quality. Yeah.
Wait, the what?
The second movie?
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I did see The Spirit, though, and that was very disappointing.
The one about the horse? Oh, no, Spirit, no.
No, no, not
I have to know who plays the sniper in Sniper.
Yeah.
I think he's, like, smaller framed like Mark Wahlberg, but I don't know if it...
No, I think he's, like, a lesser known dude.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. The movie's just called Sniper.
Yeah. No, that's American Sniper right there.
Yeah, American Sniper was Bradley Cooper, but yeah. Sniper, I don't know what that movie
1993
is.
1993 yeah, Sniper?
It's just some random dude.
Just some dude.
No, it's not that one.
Billy Zane? Okay. I think you're thinking of the wrong movie. I don't know what it's called.
Then we can't find it.
So let's stop talking about American
Sniper? No, American Sniper is Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Remember the one about
Bradley Cooper, then. I don't know what I'm thinking of. I'm sorry. If it comes to mind.
Well, I promise my movie review on Max Payne will be better than whatever I just gave you right now. So check that one out on Friday.
Bobby's running out of juice. Quick.
Yeah, I know. It's late. And then, yeah, next movie coming up. I'm working real hard to get this one done before TwitchCon House so I can just be free that weekend. But next one coming up is going to be Tomb Raider from 2001, which I have never seen before.
How about you take it off, kind of, and we watch it at the house?
We could. I mean, I'm already halfway through the script. Oh, okay. Some rewrites.
That's not good.
But no, I. Well, here's my.
Shooter.
Yeah, that's okay. Marky. That's Marky Mark.
That's Marky. Okay. So I wasn't too off.
Yeah.
Okay. Shooter.
I'll give you that one.
Was he left-handed in Shooter?
So doesn't care matter.
Well, he brought it up. He said, "Did you know that Mark Wahlberg is?"
I told him I didn't care either.
I don't know. Maybe it's different with sniper rifles. Yeah, but what I'm thinking
left-handed, and he would, I never met anybody in my whole life that brought it as much attention to it as him. Like, mm-hmm. He's like, dude, you can't sit on this side of me. I was like, why? He's like, because we're going to be hitting fucking elbows while we're trying to eat our soup. That's why. And I was like, what are you talking about? And it's true, though, because if he's a lefty and you're a righty, he thinks about all this stuff. And then sometimes he'll just go off. Like, I was like,
but it's more intimate. Like, how could you guys jacking each other off, though?
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, shit, I got some ink on my hand. And he's like, oh, yeah? Did you? He's like, think about having to put your hand down as you're writing. This is full of ink all the fucking time. I'm like, oh, all right, dude.
Whoa.
He's real testy about the left-handedness.
It's like less than 10% of people.
10%, yeah.
Yeah, are left-handed. Yeah.
I heard a podcast about like why it hasn't gone completely out of the gene pool. Mm-hmm. And it's because, well, they theorized left-handed people do really well in combat versus right people. And so a good percentage always stays alive in combat. Like southpaws, generally, like Conor McGregor, a southpaw, you can't see the attacks coming because you're standing this way and it's coming from this side. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's like a recessive trait, too. So people who are right-handed can have a left-handed child or I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. But just in case anyone's curious, and probably not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So, like, my workflow for these whole movie reviews here is Sunday I watch the movie, which might have to change if we start recording on Sundays. But Sunday I watch the movie. Monday, maybe Tuesday, I start writing the script. After I write the script, I start pulling all the parts out of the movie. Like, I pretty much watch the movie a second time, just pulling out all the parts that I think I'm going to use. Then I rewrite the script, and that varies depending on one to one. Like, the Super Mario Bros., I rewrote that top to bottom, like, three times because I was just not happy with it. Mm. And then usually I do it, like, once, and then I just fix, like, a little bit here or there, move things around. Friday, I record the voiceover. Saturday is like all editing, and then Sunday like touch-ups, and usually I have it ready to go on Monday. So like the Max Payne one's already done, just ready to be released, but I like to stay ahead. So technically at the TwitchCon house, you know, we could on one of those days watch one of the movies. I haven't picked what I'm going to do after Tomb Raider.
Maybe we can.
Yeah. So we suggestions should. People.
Let me tell you my preparation for the podcast. I played Borderlands 3, and I had an idea that I was going to bring it up in the podcast, so I wrote it down, and then I lost that piece of paper, and here we are.
Who uses paper?
It's a joke. I didn't really have it. I didn't even do that much. I still haven't played the new Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. I praised the first two.
I didn't realize that reboot came out in 2013. That was long ago.
How many new ones after the reboot are there?
There's two. There's three.
There's
three Tomb Raiders.
Okay, I haven't played the third one.
The third one was the one came out 2 years ago, maybe.
Got good reviews. Yeah. I just never got around to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first two were great.
And there is a new Tomb Raider movie that's modeled after the reboot.
Yeah, she looks just like very close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more realistic.
I love the new Lara, dude. She's fucking hot.
Who saw the movie?
No.
The new one, I didn't see it. Made lots of...
There's an automatic...
Is that what you're going to watch? That one
Angelina.
Yeah. Of course.
There's like an automatic, like the moment it's like, a movie based on a game that just completely shits off for me. And I'm just like, I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
It's an automatic no.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a good instinct. All right, what else we got here? That's it for highlights. We forgot to assign somebody homework.
Because it was my turn last week.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't here.
Oh, right.
So, come on, Bobby.
I don't think we need homework. It's TwitchCon week. Can we do something relative to that?
I like homework.
Do you want homework?
Yeah.
I'll start thinking about it.
Okay, start thinking about it. Go questions.
All right, let's go.
Well, I mean, I got a few ideas.
Bobby always has a fucking notebook, dude. It's like, well. Oh.
I mean, Amelia might agree with me on this one, but you've never played Deadly Tower of Monsters, right?
What the fuck is that? That's good.
Yeah, Deadly Tower of Monsters. Let me pull it up here.
You know what would be good, Bobby? Me and you just use our knowledge to keep putting up that the curator page. And then Ray just keeps playing all these fucking games that we put on there.
This is one. I'll write something for the curator page on this one because I really enjoyed
Deadly
this one.
Deadly Tower of Monsters.
So, if you really want to get into it, I would recommend watching Plan 9 from Outer Space and then watching Ed Wood and then playing this game. If you really want to get into it, but I don't know how much time you got on your hands.
Because a lot of references. I mean, the whole thing is...
Yeah. I mean, there's no direct references,
This week, I got nothing. This week, it's either I finally played Borderlands 3, which I kind of do want to do. I just bought it.
And you $60. Can... Dude, this is what...
It's a short game, and you get the gist of it pretty quick.
Yeah, dude. And it's good. There's no way you're not going to... It's just fucking good. It's like stupid... What era of filmmaking would this be, Bobby, that they're making fun of?
Like
Flash Cool Gordon type stuff.
No, it's probably earlier than that.
I don't know.
Could be like 50s sci-fi.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And so the voice characters, the voice acting is all way over the top. And you're the actor playing, and the director's directing you through it, right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he's doing like a DVD commentary you're playing the game.
Yeah, he's doing a DVD commentary, and you're playing through it, and just fucking, it gets weirder and weirder. It's awesome. And then the very end is fucking super weird. But yeah, not more than 4 or 5 hours, I don't think, right, Bobby? Maybe less.
Maybe a little bit more. I can't remember what the runtime is on this one, but it's not long.
And the whole game is one tower. So you're climbing this thing fucking for hours, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think it's like Toe Jam and Earl. Like, you can fall down and then
you can fall and get back to the bottom level. Yeah.
You just start again?
No.
I think there's shortcuts to get back up. Right? Yeah, you don't really lose progress. And sometimes you have to do that to reach a secret spot. You know, again, like Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
Even more work Bobby did. He thought of this before we came in here, too.
That's neat. No, he has like a list.
All right, there you go. Right. You got it. Your homework.
Let me write it down here. Deadly Tower of Monsters.
And then,
who has it?
And then just to revert.
Either one of us.
Yeah, we both have it.
And just to revert back to Mark Wahlberg, Sniper did debunk whether or not he was right-handed or left-handed. He portrayed someone who is right-handed for the movie because it's based on a real person who was right-handed.
Wow. Got real method.
Got real deep on that one.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
By the way, and actors and all that.
So he jerked off with his right hand for
such a bad actor.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, dude.
Here's the thing. He
works in some movies, though. But, you know, when I watch these movies, I watch a lot of, like, adjacent movies. So I watched Max Payne, and then I was like, man, 2008, what else was he doing? The Happening. Oh, let's check that one out.
Oh, my God. That movie was the worst.
I've never seen it.
This is Mark Wahlberg being Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, man.
And such a weird movie.
Well, it's Mark Wahlberg trying to play a normal person. He plays like a science teacher. Oh my God, dude.
It's so bad, right?
I don't think I blinked once during that movie.
I was a fan of that because it was M. Night, right? It was an M. Night movie. wasn't
it? Departed was 2006, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an M. Night movie.
And, yeah, it was.
And I loved all the M. Night movies. Well, not obviously not all of them, because they started getting really bad after a while.
I just watched Chick in the Water or whatever. Woman in the Water.
Lady in the Water. Yeah, I think Lady in the Water.
Lady in the Water. That one was cool.
Yeah.
That one wasn't bad.
I don't know, man.
I think that was the last one before it got really shitty.
Even at Signs, I was like, I don't know about this, guys. And everyone was like, oh, it's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, I love Signs.
Yeah, dude. At Signs, I was like, oh, I don't know. That was like...
I also love the one... The Village? The Village.
Never saw it, but I love the concept.
The Village was dope.
I mean...
I don't know, man. I don't know,
dude. We shouldn't get down the M. Night Shyamalan route.
M. Night Shyamalan.
The Happening, okay, The Happening came out the same year as Max Payne, and yeah, that movie, if you have not seen it, it is incredible to watch. Like, it is not a good movie, but just, like, watching him and the words that he says and...
The way they come out of him is just so bad. I'm like,
so he dropped it... The movie's bad because of the acting?
Because of him.
Well, I think I think the script too, because I'm just like, none of this works. Like, nothing works. And then the whole idea, the whole premise of the movie is like not that great. And then it just kind of like ends, and they're just like, well,
and that was it. That's the way it happened.
Yeah, and they're like, just like, don't fuck with trees.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't fuck with trees. The end.
Yeah, it just. Oh my God,
it's bad.
It's like an hour and a half long too. So you know that got cut to shreds in editing. Like, they had more, and they're just like,
I've just never
trying
seen
to make
bad.
It work.
But then because of that, I never saw him the same way again. I always
Wahlberg?
Yeah, maybe
it was done.
It was. I mean, really, you only need to watch like the first 10 minutes of that movie when he's teaching a science class.
He just looked
Mark Wahlberg teaching a science class.
Well, Departed was after that, right?
Then no, it was before that. Oh, I thought he was good in that one.
Yeah,
I mean, that movie won like Best Picture.
He got carried by everybody.
Oh yeah,
awesome,
of course, right? You got Leo and you got De Niro and freaking I forgot who else.
I heard somebody saying that fucking the Hollywood movie he just made, Leo, that's the best acting he's ever done. That's fucking pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he was great.
Which one? That.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, dude, that was so good.
Gosh. He's playing a guy playing... I'm a dude. This guy's just a dude playing another dude.
Oh, my God. Dude, I watched that with the DVD commentary on, and he did stay in character for the DVD commentary, just like you said in the movie.
That's funny.
He's playing Osiris. All right, we got some news here. Let's talk about that. First up...
Can you hook us up over here on this side, Bobby?
With what?
With the
scrolling up.
We're scrolling up.
Oh, scrolling down, you mean?
Scrolling down, whatever.
All right. First up, French court says Valve must allow Steam users to resell games. So this is something that's kind of being going up and up in the courts in France. They want Steam to resell games, and a lot of people are kind of drawing a comparison between this and what happened in Australia, where they said that you need to allow refunds in Australia, and that resulted in the entire world being able to get refunds on Steam.
I don't know about this one, although I was thinking about this. If you are using Steam to sell your Steam games, maybe they get a cut and they make money a second time on the game. Like,
it'll work out for them, right?
Yeah, it'll work out for them if they get 10% of the sale price.
That seems like a lot of work, though. Like, I think they just built the system with that completely not in mind.
Oh,
so.
How are we not? Sorry, Bobby, we got to talk about their fucking beta launch, too. It's not on the notes.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what are we going to say, though?
Looks it's
cool.
All right.
Looks cool.
First thing I thought about thinking about this was, Bobby, you're going to be a fucking gajillionaire.
Yeah.
Even at 5 cents a game, dude.
I don't think anyone's buying those. You'd have to have a buyer to make any money.
Yeah, that's true.
But they did mention a few other things. I'm trying to find it in this article.
It's like,
how
could you sell it, though? Because you know how they have the marketplace when it comes to skins.
Yeah, marketplace.
But, but still, you know, it's just, well, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking for this game. And then, but then the developers will never make any money.
Maybe they get a cut, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that could affect that. But also, okay, so they mentioned this. They also have a problem with if you have currency left in your Steam wallet, you should be able to convert that back to real money as well. Because if you have, and I learned this the hard way because I sold it like my entire inventory, remember, like a year ago, and made like $800.
Yeah.
Couldn't turn that into real money in any way.
Your inventory
couldn't
from what?
Draw that. Just everything in my Steam inventory.
I mean, you could have bought Steam cards and like sold them on black market for 10% less.
They
or whatever,
sell?
But.
Not really.
People buy Steam cards?
They sell
if
for like
$10 less,
nickels and dimes, if that, pennies on the dollar.
You know? Why do people want that? What do they do?
Because you got a $50 one for $40. So you're making $10. Right? You have a $50 card. You sell it for $40.
Oh, no, no. I mean,
you don't have $50 cards.
I mean, like, the inventory. I mean, like, why are you...
Inventory? Oh, like, backgrounds, gems, emoticons, like, all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, some of them are more rare than others, but, you know, nothing's, like, super rare. Like, I sold a background. I sold a couple backgrounds for around $10 each.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you see that new Kirby game they made? It's kind of like a Monster Hunter, but Kirby? That's pretty neat. Check it out on the Switch.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with this. But, yeah, this does seem like a taller order than just refunds.
It came out. Untitled Goose Game came out.
Oh, Untitled Goose Game is the actual...
That's the title.
The title that, that they kept. You remember that, Chi?
It's gotten good reviews.
Yeah, it's been on Twitch. People have been streaming it.
Chi, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm hitting my... Well, my throat was...
Do you remember the Goose Game?
Yeah, I do remember the Goose Game.
I guess it came out.
It came out.
Is it on PC?
Oh, really?
It's PC.
Fun.
Okay.
PC, and on Switch, and PS4, I believe.
And it's free?
It's $14.
Ouch.
Ooh.
That's cheap. I thought that was a good price. $14.99?
For an untitled game?
It's actually $19.99, but it's on sale for $14.99.
I don't know. I could be way off here, but the game kind of crosses me as another goat simulator, just kind of like a little meme-ish game, great for a stream.
I feel like it's cute. It looks cute.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure there's more to it. Okay, next up, Rockstar has released its own game launcher.
Another launcher!
Yeah, super. I downloaded and installed this. It's called the Rockstar Games Launcher, and I assume they're going to incorporate the Social Club with this. That's what I use to log in, and I was always kind of annoyed by that whole Rockstar Social Club thing.
Well, yeah. Did you... The other... When was it? I was trying to install Grand Theft Auto 5, and I couldn't find a fucking link anywhere to fucking download it for PC. And then, because, like, I didn't buy it through Steam. I bought it through Rockstar. And I couldn't find anywhere. And so I had to go to Social Club, log into Social Club. And then Social Club, I had to find the actual download thing. You download that, and then that gets an installer. And then that installer installs.
Into Steam?
No, or it's just Steam's it's just on your computer, and that's it. That's
I guess this will help make it easier.
Yeah, it should, because it was a piece of shit. They're probably doing this because fucking Red Dead coming out next year.
There was yet another article talking about
it's 100.
That Red Dead.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, it'll probably happen sooner or later. I mean, we've known that for a while.
This will make it easier.
Yeah, it'll make it way easier for next year when it comes out.
So the launcher does come with, right off the bat, cloud saves, which is good.
Okay.
They're giving away a free copy of San Andreas if you install the launcher.
Why'd you download it, Bobby?
Just to check it out.
Okay.
It's pretty simple and clean. Like, it's not a whole lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Well, how many games does Rockstar have? L.A. Noir.
15?
L.A. Noir, Bully.
The new Max Payne, was it?
Yeah, Max Payne 3. Yeah. All the Grand Theft Auto games. They got a good amount of games. Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, they have quite a few. I mean, maybe not as much as Ubisoft, but I kind of compare it to that.
I already feel Ubisoft like they have, hundreds. Like with the Social Club and with games like Mass Effect, it's almost like a launcher within the game itself.
Mass Effect?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, Mass Effect doesn't really have a launcher, but you definitely have to sign into the network.
Which is super annoying.
Mass Effect has the launcher.
It's EA.
It's EA.
Yeah.
It's on the launcher.
So like a lot of EA... It's not a launcher, but then it kind of like puts you through
It's an origin.
What you're saying is like when you launch it on Steam, you got to go to fucking Ubisoft and then log it on there. It's super annoying.
Yeah, because like Steam has a game on there, but you still it'll open up the Ubisoft launcher or another launcher.
No, I'm just saying it's like, why not just leave it at, you know how EA, in order to access certain elements of the game or your, you know, certain profiles or like multiplayer, you have to log into EA, you know, in order to get that stuff. Well, because you have to be like signed into the network, etc.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you don't have that many games, you know, and you do have to sign into the Social Club to get certain perks with playing Grand Theft Auto, it's like, why go the extra mile and do a launcher when you already have something very similar, like main menu of the game.
Yeah. Well, you're giving up 30% when Steam sells it for you. So that's a big reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, everybody else is doing it too. I don't know.
Everyone's making their own launchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of get it now.
What was that launch?
I gave up fighting against launchers.
Yeah. What was that one a couple months ago we brought up on the podcast?
The Corsair game launcher.
The Corsair launcher.
Yeah. For April Fool's Day. All right. Next article. BioWare abandons current Anthem post-launch plans.
That's a weird title, isn't it? Yeah. Current post?
Yeah, that... I don't know. So I read through this, and it looks like the post-launch plans that they have, they're making like three acts to continue the story. Mm-hmm. They're getting rid of that and focusing on key issues, which they described as, oh, they had it down here, right here. Balancing more reward crate types and tips and loading screens. But there's also more to it than that. But that's what they're going to be focusing on, as well as some other things. So I don't know. Is this game salvageable at this point? Is this the right move?
I just re-downloaded it. I'm going to give it another shot.
I feel like there's five people working on this yet.
I don't know.
They're forced to like work on it.
I feel like this is what we want from like so many games. Like I heard this complaint so much in Heroes of the Storm. It was just like, don't give us new content. Fix the content that's already there. You know. So it seems like the right move. But at the same time,
is it too late?
Yeah, is it too late?
It is too late.
Hey, man, I have hope. Give me the year.
No, I forgot who was on the other day, and they were like, I'm going to give it a shot, try out the new Cataclysm stuff.
Yeah.
And they went on, and they're like, fuck this, it still sucks.
Another quick article, I just want to bring this one up here. The voting is open for the Golden Joystick Awards of 2019. So this... is probably one of the biggest game award shows. Obviously, the Game Award Show is kind of trying to be the Oscars of game awards, but this is actually a like a popular vote. Like you, anybody can go on and
vote
for their
favorite game. The People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, the People's Choice Awards. So, like, you can go on and vote for your favorite game in the following categories: best storytelling, visual design, audio, indie game, you know, PC game of the year, Xbox game of the year, all that stuff, AR, VR game. So this is really interesting. I like having both the award shows because this shows you what people voted for, like gamers. And then the other one is kind of like the industry, you know, the inside people.
Yeah, it's going back to like the Oscars versus the People's Choice Awards, right? Those are the two. Yeah. Or MTV is also voted on, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just like having those two sides of the coin to read.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, that's happening.
You ever vote, Bobby?
For PC Game of the Year? I don't know what I...
No, I'm saying, do you ever vote on these?
I might have voted last year.
Yeah. If it pops up, I'll do it.
Didn't they have Streamer of the Year last time, and they don't have it here anymore?
That might have been on the Game Awards show.
That's the other one.
Personality of the Year or something like that?
Yeah, that was the other one, because Dr. Disrespect got it or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that one Sonic Kid did or something or another... Who am I thinking?
Sonic Fox. He was like
that was another. Breakout. Oh yeah, yeah. He got e-sports. It last. One. Yeah, he was esports, wasn't he?
Yeah, esports breakout esports or something.
Yeah, and he was talking about him being a Furby or something like that.
Yeah.
How's Ninja doing?
A Furby. Ninja's killing it on Mixer.
Is he? Oh,
yeah, he's like the only one that has a bunch of people on there, and he's playing different games. I randomly just opened it up just because I'm curious too. I want to see how he's doing. Shroud is boring as fuck. I just mute him and I just want to see what he does. But
he knows. That's his thing.
Yeah, he's just boring.
There for the
I
skills.
Like watching Shroud though, because Shroud like he just feels like a gamer.
But
in
he
the
plays
room.
WoW and it's boring. It's WoW is so bad.
Like he's probably like I haven't seen him play WoW.
It's boring.
But I've seen my own WoW streams.
WoW's
it's boring.
Never interesting.
I like
to watch.
And then like
a good game to stream.
Freaking Asmongold is hilarious.
But when it comes to
he's super funny.
Yeah,
and like a little drama he has in his guild. And all like it's hilarious. I have it in the background.
I can only watch PvP and WoW from time to time. But that's it.
I don't know. Like I enjoy Shroud. He's one of the few big time streamers.
He's fun to watch when it comes to Apex or PUBG.
That takes
and
any
stuff
of
like
my
that.
Time. Yeah.
But WoW is just so
he does
so
PvP
boring.
Stream. WoW PvP like ganking streams. I've seen that.
It's not fun. I tried.
I don't know.
He has no like, personality. You're watching for the skill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I tell so many people, I'm a gamer before I'm a streamer, and when I watch Shroud, I'm like, okay, what a gamer.
Yeah.
That guy's a gamer.
All right, next article. Epic paid the makers of Control a $10.5 million advance for exclusivity.
That's how much they paid.
So that's a good chunk of cash.
How much do you think they paid then for Borderlands?
So wait, that's an advance. If I'm understanding this correctly, like they're when they sell copies of the game, that goes to pay back Epic for some of that, right?
I don't think so, man.
They just gave them
an
like
advance is kind of like, well, in books, like they just give it to you before you write the book to make sure you can write the book. So that's how an advance works in publishing.
Can we sue Epic for bribing these gamer studios?
No, there's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
For exclusivity.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, then go sue Xbox.
This is the way
for stealing every studio.
everybody that's mad about them trying to take over. How else would you take over Steam? Like, how would you want to become number one? You have to play hardball, and this is playing. Oh,
well,
by the way,
hopefully it's another French battle that is lost.
The thing is, like, when you do get advanced, you have to sell those. Yeah, like Monopoly, like you have to sell that amount. And then you get the money after that amount, right?
There's maybe more money comes later, but
I think it's money to help you, produce the content. Yeah.
But this is the next thing. It worked for Borderlands 3, so Borderlands 3 set several sales records: 5 million copies in 5 days, the best-selling 2K game in history. I mean, there it is, right there. It worked. There's enough people on Epic. And Epic has enough money to be doing this. It's working. At least it worked for Borderlands.
It's because I feel like Epic, through Fortnite, just grasped onto the younger generation of gamers.
Yeah.
That they, mm-hmm. they have a hold, they have a chokehold on the next generation of gamers.
And they're probably going to be the future.
Because mom and dad are not being like, hey, son, let's make you a Steam account. No, it's like, mom, dad, Fortnite, yep. You know, like.
That's why Disney owns the world.
They invested in kids. They're making their own Steam accounts. They're on there. Dude.
No, I know. Like my nephew, I made my nephew's Steam account.
Well, they're not that young. Your nephew's like what? How old?
My nephew's he's going on to 12 now.
The kids playing on PC are always a little bit older than the ones playing on console. Because on console, you do have
five, six, seven-year-olds. And what do you mean they're not that young? Trust me, there is a copious amount of kids that are playing
video games. But they're mostly console. The ones on PC tend to be a little older.
Early teens.
Are rich as fuck.
Anyway,
yeah, but then
all
like,
I'm saying
those
is,
numbers are obviously from console gamers and PC gamers. PC gamers are probably a small percentile of the numbers that Borderlands 3 made, you know.
And then it's Fortnite's
working. That's all I'm saying. It's working. How else can you possibly contend with Steam?
I see how it's working. Yeah. I see why it's working.
Mm-hmm. Who's to say that Control's not going to be a Borderlands 3? I don't think, just because it doesn't have much precedent. Mm-hmm. But it looks good. Oh, yeah, Crying Suns. We were supposed to talk about that, but we'll get it next week.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about our listener questions. So
there we
next.
Go.
Okay. It seemed like we had quite a few from a few people here, so let's try to be brief. Torta asks, why do you guys think games don't let you make fat characters, especially in games that have character creators?
There's been games, for sure. I've played
some of them
games.
Do. Yeah.
It's pretty rare. But they're out there.
Did you make a character on Scum? Did you play Scum?
Oh yeah, Scum. You could be really fat.
Really fat.
Well, you can gain
and really small
weight
penis
in that too. Like you can change in the middle of the game.
Generally, I don't think pixels cost money, and they don't want to spend the extra pixels. No, I don't know. I would guess because most people want to play an idealized version of themselves, not themselves.
What is
video games for a lot of people other than escapism? And it's not escapism if you're playing in your own body, I guess. I'm guessing. I don't know. It's a lot more work too. It's a lot more work to three options is a lot less work than eight options easily like that. And then they probably the only games that had fat versions, they probably did analytics on that, and like nobody was using them. Probably,
yeah.
Bigger hitbox. You hit me in my blubber.
That's another thing. Why would you want to make a big character when you know when hitbox?
Generally,
matter?
You want to not get hit. Yeah,
yeah. Like that's why
single player game or something.
Oh,
even
yeah.
still, I mean the hitbox is probably the same size.
Yeah, but that's why a lot of people like using women in gaming because they're always more slender, more thin.
Yep.
And the guys, so it's always. I remember for Unreal Tournament back in the day was one of the first games where I used to use the dude, and my friends like, "No, dude, don't use that. Use the chick." And I'm like, "Why? I don't want to be a chick."
Yeah,
it's like they're smaller, they're hard to hit. And I'm like, "Boom!" First time ever.
Wraith, case in point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm losing so much weight for this weight loss challenge.
Totally.
I'm harder to hit, buddy.
Oh yeah, totally.
Try to hit me with that pepper. I'm gonna dodge it.
We didn't even order it. Dude. You need to.
I know.
Order
we gotta order it.
You need to order it like 3 weeks in advance, dude. They're not like easy to get.
Oh, shit.
All right. Tortoise got a next question here. If you can get an RTX remake like the Minecraft one of an old game, which one would you get? Mine would be Tron or Doom.
Tron would be sick in VR.
Before we move forward, I am so sorry. I know you just asked that last question, but I got to throw this in there. It just came to mind that all games are slender neutral.
Slender neutral? What does that
mean?
Instead
of gender neutral.
Oh. Nice try, though.
I don't get it. Okay, well, you guys don't get it.
We don't get it.
I get I think hit with that almost works. Every single fucking day.
Okay. What are we talking about?
I think you misunderstood.
I've seen like all the
gender neutral stuff. Yeah.
And gender neutral stuff.
Yeah, no, we got it.
Okay, fine.
If you would have said it on time and not brought it up.
I know, I'm too tired maybe. Right now.
I told you we were low.
I hope I'm not getting sick.
Even on time, it would have been funny.
this wave of exhaustion just
I think it would have.
Okay, so Torta was asking about an RTX remake, not a VR. So you remember how they had that RTX overhaul Minecraft, made it look all amazing.
And Quake.
Yeah, and Quake did it too. And that was the first game that popped into mind, and then I realized, oh, they've already done that. Yeah.
Maybe Binding of Isaac.
Absolutely, Quake.
I could use a nice Golden refresher.
But that's not even really like 3D. No,
because like the RTX. Yeah.
RTX is all about shadows and lights.
Yeah. There's a lot of shadowing and... But not a lot.
You can't. It's like, oh yeah, fucking Mario. Like, come on. No, Tetris. No, they actually have this brand new Tetris that came out. It looks really cool. For me, Unreal Tournament. I would love to play that game again. Mm-hmm. Like the classic.
I clearly don't know what we're talking about. So
I think an RTX overhaul would definitely, like I said, like with anything, patch 2.0, graphic
Counter-Strike.
It would make you want to play the game once more.
Would you
honestly,
want...
I don't really care too much about graphics in Counter-Strike.
I kind of want that again. I don't know. Like, I want, if Call of Duty would make, like, the same graphics as Call of Duty, but just...
RTX?
Like, Call of Duty graphics for CSGO, I'd be down. I don't know. That'd be fucking awesome.
All right, Warconius has a couple questions here, so don't spend too long on anyone. Is anyone into screenshots and photo mode in games?
No. Next.
You know, I used Ansel like once or twice, and it's fucking sick. Like, it's really real.
Borderlands 3 has a built-in photo mode, right? Have you messed with that?
No, not at all.
Okay. I probably did it in a perverted way before.
I played a little. I messed around with it a little bit in Borderlands 3, and it actually works really well. You know, it gets rid of the HUD, and you can move the camera wherever you want. I mean, it, you know, your basic photo mode. But
what'd you end up doing? How'd you get all those shots in that slow-mo video you did?
Killing Floor 2.
Killing Floor 2.
It's got a slow-mo mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Slow-mo mode.
Yeah, slow-mo mode. Okay, Warconius also asks, what's your rarest achievement? So if you go to your Steam page, you can actually set one of your panels to show your rarest achievement.
Oh, interesting.
So I did that on mine, and here are mine. Most of them Deep Rock Galactic. So 1, 2, 3, 4 out of my 6 most rarest ones.
Train Simulator.
Go look at my achievement showcase.
And 2 of them are, yes, from Train Simulator. The Holiday Express Edition, by the way.
Oh, you can go to people's profiles without logging in, right?
Oh, look. I'm on your profile,
Taya, on the bottom.
Oh, whoa, remember how I was telling someone to calm their tits? I was telling somebody else to calm their boner. On your Steam page.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah, he posts a lot on my Steam page.
So I only have 3 showcased achievements.
She has pages.
No, but you would
pages.
Have to set it.
You have to set it to the rarest.
Just look at my achievements anyways.
Wow.
The best at failing, bomb. Forever alone, and epic loser.
That's like your life achievements.
Uh-huh. Those are...
We're talking about Steam, not real life, Chi. Damn it.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you guys don't know what you're wearing.
I wear my badge.
I can find out in 2 seconds.
I don't have any achievements, I think.
Oh, you do on Steam. You probably don't even know.
Well, I feel like I would have some really shitty achievements that would be deemed my rarest.
I know, 100 kills on CSGO.
Nobody else is playing the fucking
with an AK
game.
Or something like that. Those are probably mine.
In my Steam profile right now, it says most damage done to teammates. And I think it's 20K, 10K,
and
a Left 4 Dead 2 game.
Oh, shit.
It was like high as maximum, like, and then I was comparing my friendly fire to everyone else's friendly fire on my friends list. No one comes close. I think someone caps at like 3 or 4K, but I'm 5 digits long, so.
I don't know how to sort it by rarity. Oh, well.
Well, it's an achievement showcase. So yeah. You edit your profile, you hit the drop-down menu, and you select rarest. It's like the first one on the list.
You know the Steam app on Apple, on iOS, finally updated like last week mm-hmm. to where, because you know like Apple, they went from top to bottom, you know, and they only have like the little notch on top.
Yeah, they got the notch.
For like the last couple years, they've had this type of phone for like 2 years now, 3 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally, after 3 years, it takes up the whole screen. So there's to be just nothing here and nothing on top. It looks so shitty. And they finally said, fuck it, let's fix it for iOS because gamers don't use fucking iPhones, apparently.
Huh.
But yeah, they just barely added that.
Gosh, we are so out of energy.
What do you mean? Now I'm all excited.
Now we're all on our phones now. So we're all just like, yep, scrolling through our phones. Okay, let's see. Next question from Morconius. Canadian election is coming up. Your opinion on the Conservatives' chance of winning, and is there an appropriate time to have blackface?
Well, I'll let Zap answer. He's black, and he answers right after. Oh, is it on there?
No, it's not on there.
He goes, the answer is only if you're black and it's your face, which I think that makes sense. As far as really quick to get political, the left is really strong and doing all kinds of lefty stuff in Canada, and it seems to be working. People are fucking happy in Canada, and the left is in charge.
And here in the U.S., everything's fucked.
Yeah, and everything's fucked on the right. But
we got all the Ukraine stuff going on right now. Yep. It's amazing. Trying to impeach Trump, and then they're trying to get Biden off the ballot because of his son. It's just great, guys. And then we might have our first Cherokee president. Or Elizabeth Warren.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you never heard?
No.
She said she was part Cherokee. Yeah, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good. That's cool.
But she was like.
And then she did one of those 23andMe type thing, and she's like 0.0001% or shit. Like that.
Yeah, he was calling her Pocahontas.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude.
Not to say that Trudeau doesn't have his scandals, but their scandals versus our scandals is just
they don't even compare.
It's jokes, dude.
Yeah,
it's jokes.
Just like watch, go down one more country, go to Mexico. It's fucking hilarious. It's amazing. We have our own Trump down there. It's awesome, but he's more dumb.
Trudeau like bumped into a woman on the house floor, and he's like saying sorry for like 2 weeks, and then Trump is being accused of treason right now. So anyway, let's move on.
All right, Shadow Master asks, what was your favorite crossover in either video games or TV shows?
Kingdom Hearts.
What?
Sorry,
go ahead.
Can you say Kingdom Hearts?
That's a pretty good mashup.
Disney,
all that stuff.
And SquareSoft. Square Enix.
Really
sorry,
well.
SquareSoft. SquareSoft was the original, right? SquareSoft.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
What was yours, Chi?
I'm still thinking. Right
That's a good
now.
One.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is like definitely a go-to. They did play that really well. In terms of crossovers, I feel like that really only applies to RPGs, right? So, and
what else is it? Well, he said in anything, basically. Any crossover.
TV shows, video games, movies.
Yeah. I remember in comic books when I was collecting back in the 90s, DC and Marvel got together and did a mm-hmm. bunch of... It was called The Agalmet.
Well, yeah, they were doing that. And then Image worked a lot with DC, too. Well, yeah,
I'm kidding.
Spawn
it's
and
not
Batman.
Really just... Sorry, it's not really RPGs. It's just the big one. Kingdom Hearts is the only one I could think of. Or like Chrono Cross X.
They did
Chrono
Mario with the rabbits.
What?
It did Mario with the rabbit.
For me, it would be Battletoads and Double Dragon.
That's a good answer.
Classic.
Because that game's the
Bobby?
Best. Smash Brothers is good, too. Yeah.
Smash Brothers. Such an obvious one.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I can't think of a good video game one. TV show. Did you ever see that one where the Jetsons met the Flintstones?
Yeah.
It was really weird. Like I liked the Jetsons more when I was younger, but now I'm just like, Flintstones all the way, dude.
Marvel versus Capcom is really
Maybe,
good,
yeah.
But that's like fighting games, you know. But Marvel versus Capcom is pretty fucking.
Marvel versus Capcom was fucking mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah,
two was the
that
best
was my
one.
Favorite one. A
so
little bit more on the crossover for DC Marvel. I thought it was great because they paired them up versus their counterparts, and then they left it up to votes. Fans voted on who would win, but you didn't know the outcome of the votes until the issue came out. So it was like Wolverine versus Batman, Superman versus the Hulk, like shit like that. It was awesome. I mean, people talked about this for years.
That's awesome.
And it came down to votes. So
they just added a character. I just remember on their last Nintendo Treehouse thing, whatever, live. They're adding the guy from Fatal Fury. What's his name? The main guy with the hat. One of the main guys with the hat.
Ooh,
the
red. I like
Cody?
Him.
Cody. Oh.
No, what's his name?
Guy.
Guy?
Yeah, I think it's Guy. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, they're adding him to freaking Smash. That's awesome, dude.
Technically, and if you pronounce that in French, it's Guy.
Guy. But yeah, you're right. But here's
the guy with the red hat. The second one.
Terry
Bogard.
Oh no, Bobby, Terry. That's what that was going to be one of my suggestions for your video game movies.
What?
Fatal Fury.
I loved them, dude.
Wasn't that good? Fatal Fury, the movie?
That was animated, right?
Yeah,
or Tekken.
Yeah, I haven't done an animated movie yet, so I think
yeah,
I
you
need
did
to
Street
that.
Fighter.
Yeah, but not in video form. It's not on the YouTube channel.
Oh, gotcha.
Was it Tekken that was considered good?
I fucking loved them, dude. I had to go to the fucking Asian video game, movie place and order them from Asia. They had the big old box. They had their own format to get the DVD in. Hmm. And luckily they had English subtitles. There was three of them, I think.
All right, Zap's got a question for Ray here. As a Lyft Uber driver, what's your opinion on the new California gig worker law?
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I think I read about
it. Basically, they got to treat them as employees, so they got to give them benefits.
Dude, I don't even want to remember what it was to be a fucking Lyft Uber driver, dude. That was the worst thing ever. It was the coolest fucking job in the beginning, and then, because like a bunch of bad stuff happened too while I was in it. It was cool, but fun bad stuff.
Exciting,
yeah. And now it's just crap. But like that whole gig law, it's cool, you know, because like, well, but then again, it's super exaggerated the same way, because what if... because it's a whole thing. If you have a gig with someone, then you're considered an employee. So let's say, would that like if you came to my house to work on a movie or something, am I your employer? I have to pay you like health insurance?
Well, it's only targeting certain things. So there's some things like they give a few examples of things that wouldn't be affected. The only one I remember for some reason was like a salonist or something. Yeah,
stylist. Yeah, because a lot of those places you just rent your space, right?
Yeah.
So if it would affect them, then you'd have to fucking pay for their shit.
They're mostly independent contractors.
They're mainly targeting Uber and Lyft.
Although
they're catching a few other things, but this is mainly focused on Uber and Lyft.
I talked to some people in the medical field, and it's affecting them big time
as well. Yeah. Well. Mm. Well, yeah, because
Sam's a per diem. I think she's going to become an employee now. I don't know, though. Well,
but per diems are
per diems.
Per diems. Yeah, fine. No,
it was somebody else.
Yeah, I know, because she's an employee. It's just per diem is just that you don't have a set schedule. Mm-hmm. You don't have that 40 hours or 20 hours. You're not part-time, full-time, or excluded or whatever. Not excluded.
Are we all done?
Yeah.
All right, next question from Day is, what is your favorite beer to drink that's local from San Diego? Or for Bobby, since he doesn't drink, what's your go-to favorite non-alcoholic local drink?
My favorite, Pizza Port Chronic. I really like that
one. That's a good one. It's an amber ale.
I
like that one a lot.
See, even when I drink, I never drink beer. And it always, it's like, you know when people start talking about something that you have no clue about? That's how it is with
beer. I'd rather not. Drink beer. It's the lowest on my to drink list, but
I love beer. I think it's delicious. I just wish my body could handle beer a lot better.
That's all carbs, yeah.
Yeah, it's very high carb content.
Nobody's body handles beer well.
Yeah, the inflammation is insane. I break out. My body just doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm allergic to it. Nonetheless, but I love the taste of it, and I love San Diego grew in me in terms of hoppy beers. And I love 394 Pale Ale. Ooh, so Alesmith.
Nice.
That is like a true San Diego beer. That's a Padres beer. It's for me, like I feel God. Like that's what
it's
San
like
Diego
the first time
in a,
ever
in a
that
glass.
Me and Chi is just like
yeah, that's a like that's
my
the beer
go-to
where
beer.
It's like, yeah, it's like that's
Tony Gwynn's.
So I guess can
beer.
We get a keg of that? Is that the one that we should get?
That's
a keg
what
of?
I want, but I'm leaving it up to the guests to really kind of like put in their way.
But Alesmith is my favorite brewery. With that one, and then Horny Devil from them.
Same
I like.
Same
I definitely love 394.
We need to
though,
go to Alesmith
because it's just the taste of San
it's
Diego.
It's amazing.
Glass.
It's mm-hmm. so good.
It's not it like you know like people the number one selling beer in San Diego is Sculpin, but to me it's not my favorite tasting IPA.
No. It's no longer local.
But I actually feel really? The no. San Diego beer is fucking Stone IPA. Even
It's so common. Yeah, but I don't like the taste of Stone.
I'm not a fan of Stone.
So I think that IPA taste, like the official IPA taste, what every IPA should taste like for me would be Stone. I feel like that is the go-to. Sculpin used to be great. Now that's going to shit. Ever since they got... It's not the same. It doesn't taste the same.
I wouldn't know. I haven't drank enough of them.
It's not the same. But Alesmith, dude. Alesmith is my favorite San Diego brewery, hands down.
Cool. That's a great name, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. For non-alcoholic, drink water and lots of it. I don't drink soda. I don't drink caffeine anymore.
It has to be a local San Diego drink.
Here's your time,
dude. Water is local. It is locally sourced.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because Soylent comes right out of the faucet.
Soylent comes out of the fucking San Onofre titties.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Duck says, for Bobby, what weight of oil do you find that best keeps you moving freely and prevents surface corrosion? I don't know. About 5W30, maybe.
Oh, that was a...
CBD oil.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's the fucking shit, dude.
That shit gets you working.
Yeah. CBD oil is fucking a godsend. It's so good.
Yeah.
We should get a fucking sponsor. There's so many of those companies right now. There's literally a million of them.
Yeah.
I know. We probably could. Yeah. My buddies, the ones that started their podcast in LA.
Oh, they have one.
The Writer's Block, which is still such an amazing Writer's Block party. Such an amazing fucking. They're all writers, right? And they do this. They make.
Yeah.
They write film or either films, TV shows, video games, or whatever on the spot. And they're like, we have, you know,
collaboratively.
So we have Abraham Lincoln, we have Six Flags Magic Mountain, and we have The End of the World. Go.
Right.
And it's, you know, the three hosts that are there.
How long is the podcast?
Hour and a half, maybe.
Cool.
And then they always have one invite, which is always like an actor or an art director, but like, you know, local friends or, you know, not, it's not like they have like a huge, you know, actor or whatever, but they have someone that's either in the industry. They have had like one or two that are like, have been in TV shows and stuff, but it's pretty funny.
Cool.
That's pretty good. They got a CBD
sponsored right away.
They're hitting all the small and,
Yep. Maybe if somebody would go around and try to get sponsorships. We got anything else, Bobby?
Yeah, one more question from Shadow Master. He says, what's the perfect message I could send to a girl that will get an immediate response and I'm not looking for a hookup, so no dick questions, please?
Send nudes. You get a quick response with that one.
No.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Not the response you're looking for.
Bad.
You're the best one to answer. You're the best one to answer.
Well, it really depends.
I think he's on OkCupid right now, and I think when he matches with somebody, he wants a good opening.
Oh, what's to send?
Opening. Just don't send anything. Just like empty chat box, and she'll be like, question mark?
No. What was it? This was my like little opener thing, and I gave it to someone, and they were, what the fuck was it? And it was perfect. It always worked. And she'd laugh and be like, hey, what's up? Was, oh, my God, what the fuck was that?
But I forgot.
Sounds familiar. I feel like you've shared this on the podcast.
I think
before.
I did.
So he's asking for a pickup line.
Yeah, well,
no, an opening line.
And it wasn't even a pickup line. It was something just cute and funny, and a girl would be like, oh, shit. Like, did you ever see the show Masters of None?
No.
Like, his pickup line was, yo, I'm going to Whole Foods. Will you want anything? And the girl would just laugh. I thought about it, and I thought that was funny and cute. Like, you know, maybe the girl, but I have.
Do they
one.
Have Whole Foods in Indiana, though?
I don't know. I'm going to
go get some corn.
I'm going to Golden Corral. Fucking, you want anything?
Oh, we used to have a Golden Corral out here.
We don't have anymore.
There used to be one in El Cajon. It replaced a bowling alley. Yeah, right on 2nd Street. No. Anyway. man, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, I don't know what you tell a girl in that situation.
Yeah. We still haven't answered. I don't know. If you guys already matched, just a hello, because then she's interested.
Hmm.
But if you haven't matched yet, that's tough, man. You're not going to get a lot of responses. Just
You've had success with online dating.
That's how I met Sam.
Yeah, she bumbled you.
And it was,
OK Cupid.
Okay. Yeah. See, I feel like I'm the wrong girl to ask.
You don't do online.
I don't do online thing.
Yeah. I never did it either, but it was just like in the beginning when it came out, all the swiping and all, like I had a little fun, but I never went on a date or anything.
I was on AOL, like fucking one of the earliest ones, and I was just browsing chicks' pages like fucking, like a, it wasn't even dating.
You know which one I did? It was like, and it was maybe a little, it wasn't that creeper, but maybe it was the way I did it. But with High Five and MySpace, I would search just people. I would put a girl from this age to this age.
Yeah, me too.
That's 5 mile radius from me. And then I would look and be like, she's cute. And I click on her and I send a message. My message was always like, hey, you were at that party last week. Remember? Like, remember?
Oh, that would be lying.
You know what? It might be a good one, yeah. Shadow Master. Hey, you look hungry.
For dick. Sorry. Yeah.
It's like, hey, you look hungry.
I work at Golden Corral. I can fatten you up.
Evan Dave's like, no,
you look hungry.
Say that.
You eat ass.
Like, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
That would work. Try that one.
Don't listen to me. Try that one. Like online dating.
You know, I had a buddy who,
I'm the
who
worst. Just I pick always, up my men in person.
I had a buddy who just always could strike up a conversation with anybody, and
is
you know,
the guy
women
you brought over my place.
But him too. Like yeah. he's a real friendly guy. But the other guy who would just always go out and just talk to chicks, and all of a sudden, hey, these are my friends. You know, mm-hmm. It's like all of a sudden I made 5 new friends. But he would always compliment a chick on something. Like he'd always look at the chick, okay, da da da. That's a really cool hat you have there, or something. Yeah. You know, and he was always like he had that like lazy kind of look, yeah. Laconic yeah, yeah. speech. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I don't know. This is kind of a different situation here. Sniper suggesting
ask some questions, dude. Like look through all her pictures. Yeah. Read all her fucking profile,
yeah.
And then the thing you'll notice what part they really want to show, or like they'll read into what she posts and be like, and you'll see what she really likes or what's like what she cares most about.
If you're into
it, but it fucking works.
The stalker,
but like don't stalk her, but just read between the lines of what the fuck she writes on there and look at her pictures, and then from that. Figure out that's what she loves the most. I'm gonna ask her about it, and then she won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and then you can be like, yo,
Becky, let me
how about we keep talking about this at a coffee shop, at a bar, at in a my basement. So that shit works.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna tell you. So before even dating sites, I found the girl's thing. She was whatever. I dug her or whatever, and then she said she really liked Bones with Thugs and Harmony. So I did a Bone Thugs and Harmony line, like to the beginning of it, mm-hmm. and she ended it, and then we dated for like 2 years.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. It's just you have to
read
listen.
The profile.
Read the profile. Look at the pictures.
And don't go with the first thing. First thing you like pancakes, and then 50 guys hit her up about pancakes. Yeah. Look at the bottom where she talks about Labradors.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, online dating, what a nightmare.
I know. And then you bring them down to your basement. Make sure you wore that Star Trek outfit. It'll totally get the girls going.
Yeah. Well, you weed out the ones that.
Yeah. Because you never know. You want to fucking.
Yeah, dude. If you wear that Star Trek outfit,
maybe
and
you'll
the
find
girl
a Trekkie.
Sticks with it,
done. Gamer
dude.
Girl.
Search by Trekkie.
Yeah. Search by gamer girls. Search by they're on there, dude.
Yeah.
What's you'll find Trekkie? Them.
Like into Star Trek.
Into Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. I thought it was like another dating app.
No. Yeah, because I know because like Daniel is like super online media. I mean, online dating, and he always dates gamer girls.
Yeah,
so I guess there's a way to filter him out or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Funny how none of them has ever gamed with us, or have they?
No, because he's bad.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
all right. That's an episode. What's everyone playing next week?
Borderlands 3.
Some game I got for homework. I forgot the name of it already.
Deadly Tower of Monsters. Yep.
That one.
And it will be, I mean, we'll have the VR set up at TwitchCon House, right?
Yeah.
As long as everyone is careful with it.
Yes. Here's the thing. I also want people to be, like, careful in terms of, like, you know, drink, but not to the point where you feel like you're going to vomit, please.
Yeah. That's why I'm always going to say.
I want to protect the furniture.
No drinking games.
No, vomit. Games
always end up in
vomit. But go to the bathroom. Go to fucking. Come on.
Like a gentleman.
You guys are all. You guys know how to drink. You guys know how to vomit. All right?
No, we can't.
No, man. You're going to get some prom queen in there who can't hold their liquor and they're going
to. I'm pro vomiting. I've never thrown up on. That's a lie.
You,
I know. I really feel with TwitchCon House, people like are gonna start drinking, having such a good time. You know,
excessive behavior
is like a thing. So just let me it's gonna happen. We're gonna be breaking the house rules without a doubt. But at least be smart about how you're breaking rules.
Have a baggie.
At least
cocaine always helps. Bring down
a
baggie.
But it's like you don't have to be
for the throw up
to have a good time. You know,
don't even bring a bag, dude. Your vomit will go straight through that bag. Unless it's like one of those patented like airline bags that are like practically plastic. Like you're gonna puke straight through that bag.
If I get any extra cleaning charges, I'm gonna hunt you down. Trust me on this. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna be drunk, but trust me, I have never browned out or blacked out. I will remember fucking everything, and I'll be taking names and chewing bubblegum.
You're gonna be fucking everything when you're drunk. There you go. Come down to TwitchCon. She will be fucking everything.
did I say that?
Yes. I don't know.
I said I'd be tracking everything.
No, you said fucking, right?
I don't even remember.
I thought she said fucking.
Chad, whatever.
I just browned out in that like 20 seconds. Thanks.
World of Warcraft, G probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ray.
And event planning.
Really tall as a monsters.
I'm going to play Borderlands, too.
I don't know. I haven't figured out what to play next week. I'll find something, and hopefully I can squeeze it in with all the TwitchCon House events.
That'd be great if it was from this decade, just saying.
Brownie now.
Guard Duty came out this year.
That's true.
Doesn't look like it. speaking for Bobby, G, Ray, and myself, big nuclear concrete tits. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, hey, what is Bunny Down again?
I thought it was where, you don't black out, you remember bits and pieces.
Oh, that happens in the old time.
It's, not quite black out.
Then I guess I browned out. I browned out on Saturday.
Or Rep just said, when you eat too many bean burritos, I forget what happened.
You eat too many bean? That's cute.
It's every day.